Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
Oh my golly, this is great.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please.
All right, listen up.
I am ready to be back on the air.
Welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Everybody, go back to work.
It's Tuesday.
All right, settle down. Good morning, everyone.
Rudy the Unicorn.
I was in that movie, Legend.
Okay. And, that was a great movie. You were in that movie?
They didn't pay me either.
That was you? You didn't get paid for that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And Tom Cruise, he made all kinds of wishes.
Yep.
I fixed his teeth. I gave him a young face for 40 years. He asked for that. A guy has 40 years of a young face.
Are you kidding me? That's why Tom Cruise looks so good?
That's why. Well, yeah, what do you think? You think he's just like a...
Well, I thought Scientology did that for him or something. I don't know.
I know.
Well, Rudy. Rudy.
Wait,
you okay?
I got a little frog in my throat, but... It's a real one. So I gotta find a way to get him out of here. He was a prince, and I know that if I get him out, you know, my friend Jill, she'll give him a kiss, and he'll pop back into whatever he's supposed to be. But I don't know.
Oh,
anyway,
I'm so sorry. I'm looking at a T-shirt right now that's online that you can buy. It says "Unicorns are lame," said no one ever.
Oh,
did you come up with that, Rudy?
I might have.
Someone's selling it for $50.
$50.
Yep, $50. That went into the consciousness. What?
Yep, $50. You can buy that T-shirt.
What?
Rudy,
I'm talking to Lenny. He's my leprechaun boy.
This is amazing.
I'm
Rudy.
Very upset with this.
Calm down. Yeah. Take some breaths.
It just doesn't matter.
Today's Tuesday.
I love your show.
You guys have the spark, and I want that spark.
This reminds me of a little girl from a steel town who had the dream to dance. The deck was stacked against Alex. You know how she overcame those odds? She literally had to become a maniac.
Are we talking about Flashdance?
Showtime.
Oh, we'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Right.
I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
Good morning. Beautiful Tuesday.
Oh, man. Make it stop.
6:11. High today of 60 degrees.
60
yes!
degrees.
Yes! Any rain?
Yes.
Oh!
I'm so happy.
Talk to me.
That's it. It's going to be 60 degrees today. A few showers. Windy. It's going to be cooler. Yeah. The rain's going to get going in about 85 minutes or so.
All right. 85 minutes.
Yeah.
Good. Glad to be here this morning.
Good.
You out there listening, you are the Starmie. That is your name. You will keep that name and wear it proud. We have a live line. Steve-O, what is that live line number?
505-585-LIVE. That's 505-585-5483.
Yay!
If you'd like to text into the show.
Yeah, that's really the heartbeat of the show. To you guys. If you guys ever need us for anything, you need some advice, going through a rough patch.
Yeah.
Maybe you need prayer, whatever it is. You guys can hit us up on that live line. We have Facebook. We have Twitter. We have Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us there. Send us a message. Remember, did you ever get a chance to read that letter that was super long?
The letter that was super long. No, I didn't. I just realized
that. Well, guess what? You get to read it on the air this morning.
Okay.
It's the longest letter we've ever received.
Where did you put it?
It's right below my stuff. It's in where I keep all my letters and stuff.
Good.
But you can
okay.
read it this morning, or you can pull it up there. I think it's still in the...
Okay.
I've been thinking about it, and I saw it in there this morning. I'm like, oh, man. I haven't replied back to this guy. And the story that he shared, even though it's really long, was a really, really good story. Very well written.
Am I going to get to have like epic music behind it or something?
Sure, whatever you want.
We'll be reading this for the first time with the members of the Starmie.
It's important that we get this done for this guy.
Okay.
Because I think a lot of people have been in this situation before. I titled this letter... The woman of my dreams.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. When does it become... It's tough. I feel bad for people that are dating because sometimes you get mixed signals.
Yeah.
And you don't want to come off as being psycho or...
No.
Not to say that he is. Not to say that he is. I'm not saying that at all. But it could
turn.
It could get to that point where... Yeah, he should back away, possibly. That's kind of what it has to do with. He found the woman of his dreams, and he wants to know whether or not he should continue to pursue it. So, we'll read that. It's very long, but I think we can do this. I think we can handle it. Good morning. How are you doing out there? You doing all right? Mm. We got a big show planned for you guys. Steve-O?
Yeah.
I just watched a promo, an ad, if you will, for a flying car. Man, they didn't come out very good. For a flying car.
Wait, what?
They're selling a flying car.
Like a real flying car?
Yeah, that you could get for about $2,000.
No, stop it.
I can't wait to play this for you.
This is so real.
I should find it now, and we should do it now. You know,
there's no way this is real.
We're going to do this right now. No.
We'll do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Thank you, Bill O'Reilly.
Man.
Okay, here it is right here. Okay, there's a promo video for a new flying car called the Kitty Hawk Flyer.
Okay.
It's trending online. It's a low-flying personal helicopter. It looks like an oversized drone that's big enough to ride on. Let me play you this commercial now. There's only a few minutes. There's probably about 30 seconds of talking, so then we'll have to explain really what's happening here.
Okay.
But here's the
Hey, Lori, what you guys up to?
Hey, Lise. Just getting ready for dinner. Mark invited a few friends over.
Oh, nice. Well, I'd love to see you.
Well, do you want to join us? Maybe you could bring the boat over.
I have something better in mind. I'll see you in 2 minutes.
Going to get here in 2 minutes.
Yeah, right?
It's a surprise.
Yeah,
you'll have to wait and see.
You live like 10 miles away.
All right, I'll see you soon.
I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye. So she hangs up the phone, she jumps on her flying car, and she's about ready to go meet her friend. Oh, she starts it up. Oh,
but it's over water.
Doesn't matter. You could do it over water, you could do it on ground. Look at me. I'm flying. There's a girl driving a flying car across the lake.
It's not a car,
to meet her friend. It's kind of a drone helicopter, right?
Yeah.
But it's a flying car! There they are! Guys, I got here in like 30 seconds! She meets her friends out in the middle of a lake with her flying car. Look, I'm just going to land it right here, and we're just going to have a great time on the boat right now, because we're best friends.
This is the dumbest commercial.
What?! Dumbest commercial!
It's so cheesy.
It's pretty cheesy, sure. It's pretty cheesy.
And it can't really fly because I feel like it needs the ground below it. It's almost like pushing off. Yeah. I can't even describe it.
How do you think helicopters work?
Well, no, because that doesn't look
like... It needs the ground to push off from.
But it doesn't look like it can get...
Very
that
high.
Much air, yeah, yeah.
See, that I haven't done a whole lot of research.
Yeah,
on this
exactly.
Thing. But I mean, it sounds like it really only hovers about 15 feet above the ground. Let me see if
it also looks like it goes about 0.3 miles an hour.
You know what? What? It goes 25 miles per hour. That's
okay.
Pretty fast. It weighs 100 kilograms.
Okay.
Where
do you land it?
It says. They describe it as something Luke Skywalker would have built out of spare parts.
This is so dumb.
No, it is not. The prototype looks and feels a lot like a flying motorcycle. You mount the seat, lean forward just like you would on a bike. The controls are built into a set of handlebars and work similar to buttons and joysticks on a video game controller. It takes off, lands vertically like a helicopter. But unlike a helicopter, the Flyer is 100% electric and powered by 8 rotors.
Okay, 100% electric. What happens when you run out of juice?
Maybe you fall. You better be on the ground by then.
Right, so you can't really go anywhere. How long's the battery life?
I don't know. Let me see. Oh, here it is. According to the Kitty Hawk site, the machine is safe, tested, and legal to operate in the U.S. As long as you fly it, in uncongested areas. You don't need a pilot's license to fly it, and Kittyhawk says you can learn how to drive it in just a few hours. It's designed to fly over water.
Exactly.
Which is why it looks like a jet ski. The video shows this person taking off in the flyer over Lake in California. 10 meters above the water is how high it goes.
Okay.
And they say, now this is where I was thinking this thing's going to cost $100,000.
Yeah.
$2,000.
It's still not a flying car.
$2,000.
You're literally just hovering over the lake. None use of that in New Mexico.
Man, why you got to crush my dreams here? Why you got to do it? You know?
You crushed mine when you lied to me. You said that you had a commercial for a flying car.
Well.
And then all of a sudden it was like kind of like a motorcycle or kind of like, and it just kept changing.
Here, watch the ad again. Here, watch this again. Let's see if
Hey, Lori, what you guys up to?
Hey, Lise.
I've seen this.
You don't have to yell at me, okay?
Like a minute ago.
You don't have to yell at me. You know what? I'm buying one. And you're going to be so jealous. I don't know where I'm going to fly it because there's really no water around here. Why couldn't you fly it without water?
I don't know.
I bet you can. I think they just want you to be safe.
It's like, made
they want you
for
water.
Underneath it. Well, no, because I'm wondering how well does it actually land? Think about that. In the video, it lands on water.
Yeah. It's like a drone. If you go land a drone, a drone really never lands very smooth.
Right. So this at least has these like floaties.
I wonder if
it kind of lands on the water.
You know how hard it is to fly a drone? It's not easy.
No, I know.
So is it like that?
Probably. I got my brother stuck up in a tree. He's got like a really nice drone.
Yeah.
And it, like finally got it up in the air and it was like, okay, but it was kind of like rotating. I'm like,
right.
I don't know what's happening. And then the wind just whoop.
Which is why this is a good idea not to have it go very high because. Yeah.
Well, you're a human.
You get stuck up there. You start panicking. You better have a parachute.
Yeah.
I just got my tax money back, I think.
Okay.
I think I might.
You're not buying a drone helicopter motorcycle thing.
You're right.
Use over water.
I only got like $500
back. I was going to say.
So it's really like a down payment. But anyways. Yeah. So I thought I'd kick it off with some good news.
That's not very good news, man.
Look up Kittyhawk Flyer. Will you post that on our Facebook page?
No!
People want to know. They want to see the video. It already has 1 million views. And it launched yesterday. Let's see what people are saying. Yet McDonald's has yet to invent a reliable ice cream machine. Okay. Yep. Step one, be rich. Step two, live by a lake. Step three, have friends. Yeah, that's true. I don't have any of those.
Just found a great article that says Kitty Hawk's flyer isn't the flying car you were promised.
You know, you can actually buy a flying car. They have flying cars that exist. You can buy them for $1 million, except you can't. They're illegal in the United States. You have to have a pilot's license. And really, the only place you can land them is at an airport. You can't just land them on a regular old highway. But you can. You can buy them. They're out there. Oh, someone said, well, it beats Flying United. That's true. Well, anyways. I thought you being a Star Wars fan, this would be right up your alley. It's like a Star Wars speeder.
This thing is not only $2,000.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I don't think it's only $2,000. I think it's a lot more than $2,000.
You're crushing me right now.
Looking at this article, it says that they're going to hope to sell them by the end of 2017.
Oh.
You can put down $100 right now.
You got to be kidding
for a $2,000 discount.
Oh my gosh. What? Dump all of this conversation.
So it's not
I take it all back. I thought it would be something we could all afford.
Yeah, no.
I am embarrassed. I'm so sorry. I'm done.
Yeah.
Delete all of that. Dump it. Dump it all now.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You throw down $100 so that you get a $2,000 discount when they start selling it.
Yeah.
Which means, how much is this really going to be?
Yeah. Probably $1 million. 100 grand. I wonder if they're selling them on thisiswhyimbroke.com.
But you can get, I found the page for media inquiries for the Kitty Hawk.
Can we get sponsored? Can we endorse that?
Oh, man.
We should get that. Oh, my gosh. That would be so much fun if we had water in Albuquerque. Anyways. You know what? I'll do more research on this for you guys. Get back to you.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe next Maybe time not. Don't promise us a flying car and then give us a...
You're right. It's my bad.
Overly sized drone that doesn't even look
right.
that cool.
You're absolutely right. All right. Anyways, if you guys want to check it out, don't. There you go. How you doing?
I mean,
you want to save us before we go to break? You want, want to share a really funny story or
well,
anything?
Well, I mean didn't realize that's what I would be doing this early in the morning.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Because, man, I mean, I've been in this situation before where I've misled my listeners to buy something only to find out that it wasn't what we thought it was.
Yeah. This is, as one member of the Starmy said, this is more of like an alt-right aircraft.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, also on the show this morning... The top questions to ask yourself before becoming an astronaut.
Wait, what?
The top questions to ask yourself before becoming an astronaut.
Okay.
Yesterday, Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, sat down with some astronauts in space, and it was really awkward.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, I can't wait.
Let's see. Top movies playing in North Korea right now. New dating term. And what's more important, good internet or a washer and dryer?
Man, that's a good question.
That is a really good question, because if you ever have been in that situation where your washer or dryer went out and you have to go
that
to
was the this
laundromat,
year for me.
Yeah, been there. It's not fun, but it's also not fun when your internet's not working.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
I have internet.
Dealt with that recently as well.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awful.
We'll talk about it on the way. Did you book Catherine Bell tomorrow?
Yeah.
Catherine Bell.
Who's
Catherine Bell?
She's from the Hallmark TV show. I think season 3 kicking up of her new TV show. It's called The Good Witch.
The Good Witch. The Good Witch.
The Good Witch.
It's on the Hallmark channel. That's the number one rated channel on TV.
She plays Cassie Nightingale. She is the series lead.
Well, that's cool.
I mean, I don't know.
She was in JAG. She was in Bruce Almighty, Army Wives.
Was this a terrible idea?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I've just never heard of her.
It's Catherine Bell, man. Look, you've seen her. It's Catherine Bell.
Yeah.
That girl.
Yeah, maybe.
She was on JAG, Bruce Almighty.
Yeah, sure.
Army Wives. She's got a TV show called The Good Witch.
She was on Friends. In 1995, she played Robin, the one with the baby on the bus.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay.
That's your show.
Well, I mean, she was on episode.
Law and Order, Last Man Standing. All right, we'll talk to her tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
People love the Hallmark Channel.
They do.
Seems to be. We interview most actors from Hallmark Channel.
Well, I thought it would be a good one.
It will be. It
especially with a made-for-TV movie like The Good Witch.
The Good Witch, yes. We're kicking it off strong this morning. Flying cars and witches. (laughs) 505-585-LIVE if you want to text into the show. Lots of good stuff in the news when we come back. We'll check the roads. Guys, it's going to rain in just a little bit. I say bring it on.
Booyah!
We'll be right back.
Congratulations, you've earned a listening bonus. Sleeping with pugs.
Good night, pugs. Really, pugs?
Keep listening to earn your next listening bonus. Thank you.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The State Department is promoting President Trump's private club, Mar-a-Lago Resort, on its website. Critics complain taxpayer dollars are being used to promote the so-called Winter White House.
GM vehicles had some issues with faulty ignition switches, but now the Supreme Court has turned down an appeal by General Motors as the current company claimed it was not liable.
The Senate has confirmed former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue as the country's new Secretary of Agriculture.
Members of the U.S. Senate invited to the White House for a briefing on North Korea.
An American space station astronaut has set a new orbital endurance record.
New Orleans has become the latest city to remove a Confederate monument.
An update on former President George H.W. Bush. He's still resting comfortably in a Houston hospital after his most recent bout with pneumonia. The 92-year-old Mr. Bush could be going home by the end of this week.
6:38, good morning.
High today of 60 degrees. Traffic. Taking a look at the road, sadly, there's already an accident reported at I-25 Frontage Road South. That's right at Ellison, San Antonio Drive. Again, I-25 Frontage Road South, right at Ellison, San Antonio Drive. Taking a look around. I don't see any other accidents to report at this time, which is good, guys.
Way to go.
Let's keep it clean. It's going to rain today, so be careful out there. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
I was looking at thisiswhyimbroke.com.
Yeah.
You ever been there?
I used to go there.
You can buy medieval hand blades for
right.
$30.
This is why I don't go there.
You can buy
because you see something and you're like,
cars.
I need that.
Yep.
You've never needed it in your entire
sure.
life.
Sure. You need these things, man.
No.
Man, you can buy an old Nintendo controller that hooks up to your iPhone. So you can play video
but
games.
Why would you need that?
I don't know. There's so many great things on here. Trying to find, I know they have a flying car on here.
Is it an actual flying car? Is it lies?
Yeah, bro. It's a flying car. It's like $1 million. Yeah, see? Here it is, right here. Flying car. $350,000. Look at this thing.
Okay.
This thing is beautiful. It's an actual, look at that thing. It's a flying car. It's a car with wings. It's like Back to the Future. Got to have a pilot's license. $350,000. I got $10. Who wants to go in? Let's do it. No?
No.
Okay. I'll get off this site. Let me just delete that. All right. I'm good. 505-585-LIVE if you want to text into the show. We'll talk about a new dating term coming up after 7. We'll find out what's more important, good internet or a washer and dryer. What do you think people thought was more important? And do you know how to change a light bulb, cook a meal, or change a flat tire?
Yeah.
Apparently
yes.
People don't know how to do that. We'll discuss that. And more on the way.
Okie dokie.
Yo. Okie dokie.
I've got some nerd news on the way.
Ooh.
That I'm really excited to share for all of you fans of John Bernthal's The Punisher. There is one person in particular you can thank for him getting that role. We'll talk about that coming up.
All right.
But first, a new study found that 70% of us plan on buying a gift for Mother's Day. And we're going to spend about $58 on average.
I love my mama!
Do you buy stuff for Leslie, too, though? Because, like, she's not your mom.
Well,
You know what I mean?
I wish you wouldn't have brought this up.
Mother's Day always stresses me out.
Yeah, because that's the thing. I don't buy anything for my mom, and
But it's Mother's Day.
I know.
If anything, that's when you're supposed to buy something for your actual mom.
I know. Maybe I'll find something on thisiswhyimbroke.com that she would love.
Like a flying car?
Well, they got gifts under $15, Steve-O.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The top five things moms want this year are flowers, dinner at a nice restaurant, a gift card, jewelry, and beauty products.
Okay. Yeah, see, I don't know, man. I don't know.
No? None of that?
What? You told me those really superficial. You told me those things, and I'm sitting there going, no, sorry. But then that's what women want. That's what moms want.
Is it, though?
I don't know.
We should find out what the Starmie actually really wants. Because according to this survey, those are the top five things moms want for Mother's Day. But it just seems cliche to me. Flowers?
Yeah.
Dinner at a nice restaurant?
Flowers die.
A gift card, which was weird to me. Some jewelry and beauty products. Is that really what moms want? Moms? Anyways.
I don't know. 505-585-LIVE, you can text us. Let us know.
Yeah. All right, moving on. A turkey hunter shot his brother and a friend in the face.
Oh, my goodness.
Because he thought they were turkeys, and they thought he was a turkey and almost shot him back.
Were they wearing turkey costumes?
I don't understand how this happens.
They had to have been wearing turkey
costumes. This is really, really weird. Okay, apparently, he saw what he thought was a turkey. Bloom! Blasted his shotgun.
Bloom!
Hunter sprinted towards what he thought was the prize. But what he found was his brother and friend who had been shot in the face.
Oh, my gosh.
Right after he shot, he thought he saw a turkey flopping on the ground. But when he hurried up there, he saw two guys rolling around. He'd shot both in the face.
Oh, wow.
That, according to a Kansas Department of Wildfire Parks and Tourism game warden. The shooter swore he'd seen strutting toms and some other turkeys right up until that moment. But in reality, he'd been looking at a gobbler's preserved tail fan, behind which Gary and Justin had been hiding and sneaking around.
Gary and Justin, seriously?
Gary. The shooter was behind another fan, and so one of the other hunters ended up seeing that, and essentially the hunters were hunting each other.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. He shot first, thankfully, because the brother had a shot lined up as well, thinking that he was also a turkey.
Wow.
The two men who were shot could not be contacted. They're all expected to survive.
You have to wear that hunter's orange, man. It's so important to wear the hunter's orange. When you go out hunting, that's the law, right? You have to wear the hunter's orange.
I guess, dude. This game warden dude says, when I teach hunter ed classes, I tell them even some good people can become undone by a big deer or a turkey and make mistakes. You always have to be thinking, be careful, and stay under control. April 12th was opening day of the Kansas spring turkey season, an exciting time when hunters usually replicate the sounds of hen turkeys trying to bring turkeys into range. This is so weird. So he had been dropped off at one property while his buddies went to hunt at another one. So they were using a tactic known as fanning. So it's the preserved tail fan of a wild turkey. It's used to attract or sneak up on a wild gobbler.
Oh, my gosh. So they were fanning the tail of a turkey?
So, yeah.
And the guy thought that they was an actual turkey?
Kenneth.
Oh, my gosh.
Was dropped off at one property. His brother, Gary, and Justin were dropped off at another property. Well, here's where the problems began. Gary and Justin returned back to the property where his brother was because they weren't having any luck. So they went over to talk to him, and then it's like, wait, I think that's a turkey over there. Let's get down here. Yeah.
Now, it sounds like Gary and whoever had too many sixers.
For real, because they said changing locations without alerting others is one of the cardinal sins. we teach against in Hunter Head. So they were seriously sneaking up on each other. One brother shoots first and totally ends up shooting the other brother and friend in the face with a shotgun.
And they're going to live?
They're going to live.
Oh,
they're going to live.
Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hey, oh, hey, Bill Peterson.
Speaking of turkeys,
roasted.
That's not funny. Hey, Mother's Day.
Yeah, Mother's Day.
So, you guys should definitely buy presents for your mom.
I know. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm usually broke.
My mom's hanging with Jesus, so, you know, I don't think I can outdo him.
Oh gosh.
Hey, Bill, I went back to last year because I wanted to see how last year's list compares to this year's. And here were the top five things moms wanted for Mother's Day in 2016. They wanted a spa, watching a movie or TV show, reading, having a relaxing breakfast in bed, or going on a picnic. That's completely different
That's
than the list.
That's totally different than the list year. I just shared.
What was the list this year? Well, it was jewelry,
gift cards. Although somebody just chimed in and said the best gift I ever got my mom was a Lowe's gift card. Huh. So I could see that, like some home improvement type stuff. Or...
Is this from the same organization that created this list? Because it sounds like the list from this year is more, merchandise.
Yeah, there was a different
flowers.
Yeah, that was
dinner,
a different one.
A nice restaurant, well, jewelry.
Here's another one from 2016.
Beauty products.
New Jersey, Alabama, New York. Moms wanted jewelry. Oregon, Maryland, Kentucky. Flowers they wanted. Cash. In Kansas and South Carolina. Let's see. What do they want in New Mexico?
I do have a good idea, and this is legit. My boys bought my wife about 3 years ago, some grapevines. And this year, they're going to produce a ton of grapes. But plants, that's something that lasts, and you can look over the years and say, oh, I remember when you gave that to me on Mother's Day.
Oh, that's a good. I like that. That's cool.
You know, if your wife's into gardening.
Yeah.
Which, Steve-O.
Yeah.
Your boys could buy some vegetables or...
Oh, yeah, you should tell them that.
Okay. You're the dad. It's your job as the dad.
Why is this my
job? Job?
Somebody, a mom just chimed in and said, your wife is the mother of your children. You best be buying her a gift. Man.
Cosmetics.
Okay, bye.
Cosmetics was... the number one thing moms wanted in 2016 in New Mexico. Huh.
Somebody said, maybe it's cliche, but I seriously want anything my kids or husband give me for Mother's Day. Just knowing they're thinking of me is a big deal. Okay.
Huh. I love you, Mom. My mom, she's so awesome. She still takes care of me.
I got a great one on the live line. A member of the Starmy said, I've made my mom a macaroni necklace for Mother's Day nearly every one of my 36 years on Earth. No complaints so far.
Oh, you know what? That's what we need to do. I should get the family together. We should make something for Grandma.
Yeah.
Betty.
All right.
For Leslie.
We had a member of the Starmy say, I'm going into work. I need you to do nerd talk now. So I got a couple nerd talk stories. If we can do some
wrong
nerd
button.
Talk.
Hold on. My bad, guys.
Okay.
My bad.
Let's go talk to the nerds.
Woo!
We'll do it live. I can write it and we'll do it live.
Thank you, Mr. O'Reilly. John Bernthal, you all know him now as the Punisher. At one time, he was Shane on The Walking Dead, and he got his very significant role as the Punisher because of another Marvel superhero. Check this out.
Daredevil.
Back in 2015, while filming a medieval epic pilgrimage, John Bernthal and Tom Holland, who plays Spider-Man, were both in this film and in the process of auditioning for their roles as Punisher and Spider-Man.
Wow.
And so they would be on set of this film, and they started helping each other out with their lines and going over different ideas. In between takes, both Bernthal and Holland assisted each other with the audition tapes that would eventually be sent off to Marvel to secure their roles for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Tom Holland actually went so far as to act with John Bernthal on camera for his Punisher audition tape, and it went a long way to him getting his role as the
That's
Punisher.
That's cool.
Did they
ever release those?
No. They used mock scenes, and John Bernthal was saying, it was a man telling this young boy about shooting a deer, describing the moment of killing a deer. They had to play that the deer was there. I had to see him getting ready to kill it. He was off camera, and we're like, you know what? Get in here. Let's just do this with me. He was talking about that at Tribeca this year. But yeah, it turns out that Tom Holland actually ran some of the lines, and Bernthal actually returned the favor, excuse me, by helping Tom run his lines for his Spider-Man audition tapes. And of course, as you know, both of those guys ended up getting their roles as Spider-Man and the Punisher.
John Bernthal is such a great actor.
Phenomenal.
If you're thinking, if you
actor.
Watch The Walking Dead and you know Shane, the character, everybody, of course, hated that character because he was such a great actor.
Yeah.
That was his role.
So, yeah.
And then come Punisher, whoo!
He's phenomenal.
He was really
He's just
so
a great actor.
Good.
I'm a huge fan of John Bernthal.
Yeah, me too.
And now Tom Holland. He's a great Peter Parker. And it's because of him. Well, not because of It's because John Bernthal's an amazing actor. But I think that's really cool that they were helping each other out.
When is Spider-Man?
Pretty soon? Very soon.
This summer?
Yeah, July. But, dude, we are less than 2 weeks away from Guardians of the Galaxy. And speaking of Guardians of the Galaxy, Chris Pratt seems like probably the coolest dude on the planet. However, if you bump into the dude somewhere, don't expect him to be cool with you wanting to take a picture with him. Check this out. In an interview with Cigar Aficionado, Chris said, if I want to go out, I want to do normal things, I have to be comfortable disappointing people. So I just don't take pictures with people because that's not about enjoying the moment. It's about stealing a moment to brag about later. So I say, would you settle for a handshake? And then they usually take a picture of me anyways.
Gotta be quick with the draw.
Right? He said fans can be annoying, unfortunately. But he also said that his fame is the thing that gets in the way, too. What I really miss is sitting down and talking to strangers who don't know me so we can discover each other. I'd say the majority of people I meet have an idea about me before they even meet me. There's something nice to be able to surprise someone, end quote.
Mm.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I mean, he seems like a really, really cool dude.
He does.
And
that
would
sense.
Be tough.
That makes sense.
You see some of these videos and people just like, they'll just bum rush celebrities and start trying to take pictures without having a conversation, they just want something for their Instagram or something for their, I would love to just kick it and have a conversation with Chris Pratt.
Right.
I bet you he'd be an amazing dude to talk to. So.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, why people think because they watch him on TV that they feel like they know
them. I own you.
Yeah. Or, it's weird, man. It's super weird. And have a normal conversation. I would probably, I'm just going out on a limb here, but I would imagine that most celebrities don't want to talk about, they don't want to be interviewed.
Right.
You should treat them like normal people.
Well, imagine being in a grocery store and a random stranger just bum rushing you and taking your picture.
Right.
That'd be weird, right?
Yeah.
That'd be really weird.
And then, well, that's the thing. If one person does it, then all of a sudden they just, everybody
swarms.
Comes running.
No matter what. You've seen it before. We've seen this at like Comic-Con, because you have celebrities walking around, and you'll see people bum rush them just because other people are, and they're talking to their friends like, who is it? I don't know.
Yeah.
And they're still just trying to get pictures of somebody. They don't even know who it is, but they'll like maybe Google it later and try and find out who it was so that they can brag. It's weird, man.
It makes sense
why
some celebrities wear disguises.
Well, yeah, Emma Watson recently said she doesn't like taking photos with fans because it gave them tracking data on her. So if they posted online, people could see exactly where she was, what she was wearing, who she was with, and she doesn't like everybody knowing where she's at all the time.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, there you go. So don't bum rush Chris Pratt and take photos. It's rude, guys.
No, I say you run up and then you turn around and take a selfie with him behind you, and then run.
No.
I've done that a few times.
You don't do that.
Yeah.
There were a few times at New York Comic Con where it's like, man, this would be a really great photo opportunity, but I just chose to enjoy the moment and have a conversation. So like Ryan Hurst, who played Opie on Sons of Anarchy, got to interview him. We hung out, and then we ended up in a hallway randomly, just the two of us. And we ended up having a great conversation about being dads. And that was it. And it was like, I could totally ruin this right now and ask for a photo. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's just weird, man.
The last time I did it, there was two Oompa Loompas. No joke.
What?
There were two Oompa Loompas. Little people. Dressed as Oompa Loompas. And I had a friend with me and I said, take my phone. I'm going to run over there and then you're going to snap a picture.
No!
And my friend snapped the picture and the Oompa Loompa kicked me in the shin.
What?
And said, what are you doing? And then I ran away. Yeah, he sounded just like that. What are you doing?
What reality is this? That can't be a real story.
It was. It was at a festival. It was at a concert at the Pavilion.
And they were dressed like Oompa Loompas.
They were Oompa Loompas just walking around. Yeah. I had to get a picture with the Oompa Loompas.
I can't even.
They're mean, too. They didn't appreciate that picture.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. It's going to rain, guys. I'm really excited about that. When we come back, we'll talk about a new dating term, and we'll find out what's more important, good internet or a washer and dryer. We'll be right back. Hot Tam, tearing it up.
Oh, we are just 2 short hours away from her being in studio. And
that's right.
Me wanting to punch myself in the face.
No! What? Huh? Quality Tam Tuesday. It's everybody's favorite part of the show.
Yeah, I mean, define favorite.
She's a wonderful, wonderful human being.
Well, we're not questioning that.
We love her. Welcome to the show, everybody. Dex and Steve-O. It is 7:09, and guess what? It's raining.
It is raining. And it is also a high of 60 degrees today.
Beautiful.
It's perfect. It is a perfect day. There's an accident on I-25, the frontage road south, right at Ellison and San Antonio Drive. So you're going to want to be careful in that area. No other accidents on the roadways right now. There is some construction happening, 12th Street between Indian School and Manal. San Mateo Boulevard at Montgomery, the left lane is closed for construction there. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Coming up here in just a few minutes, we have a letter, and it's really long. It's the longest letter we've ever gotten. Well, maybe it's not the longest letter we've ever gotten, but it'll be the longest letter we've ever read on the air.
Oh, okay.
And
I purposely have not read it.
I'm glad. I'm kind of glad that
you
have
it. It's a really long letter, and I'm planning on reading it. You told me it's kind of like a love type letter, so I'm just going to go for it with feeling, and we'll see what happens at the end.
Yeah, so we're going to need you to stay tuned and really pay attention because, I mean, reading a long letter isn't the best idea for radio. I didn't know how to shorten it, though, because you need all the details. You need all of it.
Okay.
So I thought we'd just go for it and we'll just read it and we'll go from there.
Hey, this is your jam, yo. So
well, I like my jam to taste nice and sweet, you know what I'm saying? Why you gotta laugh at me all the time?
Stupid.
Huh?
Ah!
I don't like it to get stale and gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, the letter's titled The Woman of My Dreams. That's coming up here in a few minutes. But okay. Let's talk about this new dating term. You've probably heard the term ghosting. Actually, we talked about ghosting on the show.
Yeah.
A while back. Do you remember what ghosting means?
Ghosting was when you go on a date and a friend goes with you and sits in the other booth and feeds you lines because you get nervous. No?
Okay. No, that's not ghosting. No. Ghosting is when you're dating someone and then suddenly they stop all communication and disappear like a ghost.
Oh, that's always the worst.
Well, apparently that's not enough psychological torture anymore.
Oh.
So now the trend you've got to watch out for is haunting.
Oh, fun. What's haunting?
That's when someone you're not dating anymore starts liking your Facebook posts or watching your Snapchat story, but doesn't have any other contact with you. Why are they suddenly interested in you again? You don't know. Man. You're haunted. That makes sense.
That is
that would be a little weird. I wonder if that, people deal with that a lot.
Yeah, that is the worst.
Hey, we were dating, and then all of a sudden
you just like broke off all contact with me, not talking to me right now, yet liking all of my stuff on social media. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Making me crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Haunting.
That sounds awful.
Haunting.
Thanks for that one.
Yeah, well, I brought this up, this new dating term, because it might have to do with...
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Okay. Well, like I said, I haven't read this letter, so... But that haunting thing makes it seem kind of creepy. So now I don't know how to read the letter.
But stay focused, because it's a long letter, so try and stay focused.
Okay, I'm just going to read it. Here we go.
Let's go for it.
Dear Dex and Steve-O, I didn't have time to write you a short letter, so I've written a long one instead. I've been an off-and-on listener of 88.3 for the past several years. I'm concluding my tenure of 10 years in Albuquerque and will be moving to Ohio in a few weeks. I wanted to let you know how much I've enjoyed listening to you guys, and I think Star 88 and its previous incarnations have been a tremendous blessing to this community. I also want to tell you a story. Perhaps as I finish typing, I'll come up with a question for advice for you and for the Starmie. I think this story is a bit amusing, pathetic, and maybe inspiring, and I like sharing it. Also, please don't mention my name. A few years back, I finished grad school, started my career, and bought a house. I was settling into adulthood. Unfortunately, with the passage of time, close friends moved away, and I found myself with a social life that was quite lacking. I tend to be rather reserved and introverted, much in the way Dex describes himself. To counteract the isolation such qualities tend to create, I decided I needed to do something to be more involved in the community and meet people, such as volunteer, just do anything and everything that gets a person to be more open, a notion that Dex has suggested and I wholeheartedly agree with.
Thanks,
man. Are you eating?
Oh, I'm eating an apple.
You
My bad.
Jerk.
Well, it's a long
That's
letter.
That's why you wanted me to read this.
No.
Gosh.
Not at all.
An opportunity arose when I was invited by an acquaintance to audition for a play that was being organized by the Explorer Science Museum. During the audition and play production, I met several interesting people and received a speaking role, which does wonders for the introvert character. I also met a girl. No, an amazing young woman.
Oh!
Even more, a talented, intelligent, funny, godly young lady. She was quite out of my league, but I was smitten. I've never been one to date a lot. If I'm honest with myself, I only seriously dated one girl from my senior year of high school until freshman year of college. After that, I focused on school and grad school. I found myself quickly approaching my 30s, single. I really don't have a skill for asking women out and dating, but then I met this girl from the play. I seriously admired her on every level. I found myself arriving to rehearsals early just because I knew she always came early, which generally gave us a few minutes to talk, just the two of us. Twitterpated would accurately describe me. I decided I couldn't let this pass without at least trying to ask her out, even if she was way out of my league. So I was going to ask her out after the last performance. However, one of her friends never left her side, so I didn't get the chance I was hoping for. We'd become friends on Facebook, but I couldn't bring myself to ask her out using social media, and it was apparent that our paths do not cross in our day-to-day lives. So I came up with a crazy idea. From various clues of when we spoke during play rehearsals and some common Facebook friends, I thought maybe she attended a church that I'd been attending off and on for several years, but the church is quite large. It's easy to be lost in the crowd and not meet people. So I did something terrible and decided to make myself more visible. I auditioned for the worship team. It's amazing what you can learn from YouTube videos.
Wow.
Don't get me wrong, I understand the purpose of worship, and I really enjoy helping lead people in worship, but I do feel a little bad that part of my motivation was to see this girl. But remember, this is one of the most beautiful godly women you will ever meet. However, at some point it became apparent that she actually attended a different church.
All right, stop right there. So he started going to another church and actually tried out for the worship team. Because he thought this girl...
In hopes of running into her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And come to find out, she doesn't even go to that church.
Yeah.
That is awesome, but very disappointing. I feel for you.
Yeah. Here's where I was going to say, here's where it takes a turn, but I mean, I don't even know. I haven't read this, and it's still only halfway through.
Yeah.
I decided it would be difficult juggling the schedule of worship services for multiple churches, so I declined the idea of auditioning for that worship team for a second church and concluded I need to take a more direct approach. Okay, it's good. It's good. I still couldn't bring myself to ask her out via social media, so I came up with a plan, but hesitated. I then prayed one of those lame prayers dudes pray and said, God, if there's something there, please give me a sign. Well, that week I was rehearsing a song by Francesca Battistelli, and so I decided to post it on Facebook. The girl in my dreams liked it and commented on it. I concluded that had to be my sign.
It has to be the sign. You know what? That's the sign, right?
Oh, gosh. Now for my plan. Earlier during the time of the play, when we talked regularly, we talked about our careers, from which I made a guess at her work address using a Google search. I had flowers sent to her with a Sherlock Holmes hat and a note. The note read something to the effect of, I would like to ask you out for coffee sometime, or if you would like to make this more interesting, I would like to invite you on a picture treasure hunt across Albuquerque. To respond yes, post a picture of this hat and the phrase, the game is afoot, to Facebook. And I will post a clue to some iconic Albuquerque landmark. I plan to have the clues lead to a coffee shop for the first date. The day, which was a Friday, that I had the item sent, I found myself to be a nervous wreck and thoughts like, this is so stupid. I probably guessed the wrong place. She's going to think this is weird. She's going to completely ignore this. She's going to think I'm a psycho. I can't believe I did this. But then about 4:30 p.m., I saw in my newsfeed a picture of herself wearing a Sherlock Holmes hat. The game was afoot!
Oh!
This is the best story on the planet, by the way. I'm like,
I'm
really into this because I haven't read
you.
It. So I'm like, I'm stoked.
Yeah.
I had clues like the center of the universe, which led to the art statue thing on UNM's main campus. I thought maybe this game would take a couple of days or even a week, but she figured out all my clues that afternoon. The next day, we met for coffee!
Oh!
We stayed until the coffee shop closed for the day. It was wonderful. I went out a handful of times after that and thought everything was going to be great. My mind, of course, was racing with what the future might hold. I wanted all of this to go correctly, so I made a plan for myself of things I wanted to bring up on each date to establish a firm foundation for the relationship. How did she feel about dating? What did she want out of a dating relationship? What are some of her hopes and dreams? What is her faith like? How does it impact her life? This dude is seriously Jack from This Is Us. He's the coolest dude. The summer I started this escapade, I also had the opportunity to visit Israel for work. The week before my trip, there was a terrorist attack in Tel Aviv, about a 30-minute walk from where I was going to be staying. She was the first person to text me. Of course, the attack was concerning, but my primary thought was, she's thinking about me. Hopeless sigh. I assured her I would be careful and went on my trip. While there, I came up with an idea for a souvenir for her. She likes books, old rickety bookstores. I managed to find one such store while bicycling in Tel Aviv and found an old, beautiful, leather-bound Hebrew Bible I wanted to give her. When I returned to the U.S., the next time I saw her was not on a date, but casually she was hanging out with friends and family during a concert by Isotopes Field. I asked her out later, but got no response. Waited a few days and tried again. I let a week go by and made attempts both by phone and text. Occasionally, I would send a text about something random, and I would get a response. But anytime I called or texted about getting together, I wouldn't get a response. After a few more weeks of no response, I concluded that perhaps this game had sadly ended. I still wanted some confirmation of the fact, so I decided to use Facebook since it was the only method of communication I hadn't utilized. But being the melodramatic person I am, I wanted to be sad and get the whole situation out of my system. So I got a book that she had made her really sad and went to a coffee shop that she had gotten me coffee from once. And while there, I would send her the message. Have we had communication problems? Has this game come to a pause? I went to the coffee shop. It was a quaint little place. I looked around for a place to sit. And there at the very front table was the girl and her dad. Wait, why are you playing this song? Because this doesn't seem happy right now.
Yeah, okay, well.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, there she is.
They haven't talked in weeks, and she's been ducking him.
Yeah, that's true.
And all of a sudden, she walks in, and it's her and her dad. Oh. There you go. I was dumbfounded. I managed to nervously say, hi. How are y'all?
Wow, good for you.
She got up, gave a brief hug, and her dad invited me to join them. She saw that I had a book with me and asked what I was reading. As I tried to think of how to conceal it, she grabbed it from me and saw the hand and saw the title. Oh, I love this book.
And again, this is the book that he got for her. right?
No.
Isn't the book?
No.
No, okay. It's a sad. My bad. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
My bad.
Will you stop interrupting this letter?
I've just stopped
really,
that
my bad. Really, really long
Sorry.
Letter.
Sorry, it's so long.
Oh, I love this book, but it's really sad. She went on to briefly tell me how it made her sad. I was a tad confused and relieved that she seemed to have forgotten that she had already told me this story. I couldn't let a moment of silence go by, so if neither of them were talking, I would fill the air with stories of Israel, work on a recent trip to San Diego, where I learned that Dr. Seuss's Who's of Whoville are based on sea lions. But I digress. About 40 minutes and an empty coffee cup later, I told them it was nice running into them, thanked them for letting me join them, and wished them a nice day. The next day, I finally sent to the Facebook message I mentioned earlier. I got a response, and the answer was essentially, yeah, we should pause the game, at least for a while. After a little more chatting, we said goodnight. I decided maybe it was best if I didn't attempt to contact her anymore, and that if she wanted to pursue something, I should just wait for her. I haven't heard from her since. I've run through my mind trying to guess at what might have caused the pause, what idiotic thing I might have done or said, but I think it will just make myself crazy doing that, so I've decided to move on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. How is this a good letter, you jerk? You made me read that entire gushy love story for this? I want to punch you in the throat.
What? Finish it.
So here's my takeaway. This is the inspirational part of the story. Thank God. At the time I started all this nonsense, I was a bit distant in my relationship with God. Pursuing her actually brought me closer to the Lord. Got me more involved with my church. Maybe that's why God gave me the sign that something was there, so that I would become closer to him. Perhaps the day that my pursuit of God leads me to the woman of my dreams instead of the other way around, I'll be ready for such a relationship. So here is my question for the Starmy. I still have the Hebrew Bible from Israel, which I meant to give to her. I like it. It's a neat reminder of my takeaway message. But should I make one last attempt to give it to her before I move away to Ohio? Thanks for listening or reading. And since I'm going to Ohio, could you send me off with some Reliant K, Mrs. Hippopotamuses?
Now, of course, we want the women out there that happen to hear that whole story to chime in. 505-585-LIVE. How would you take that? Now, he still has that Bible. It was a Bible that he got in Israel, right?
Yeah, Hebrew Bible.
Yeah, Hebrew Bible. And he really wants to give it to her, but
hey,
here's a... Yeah.
Time out real quick. I want to hit you really hard.
No.
That was the most tragic. Like, that's not... I'm not warm and fuzzy right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, it's gloomy outside,
yeah.
And I just want to punch you.
No, don't punch me.
Love is dead.
Oh.
Love has died.
No,
it
hasn't.
A tragic, horrible death.
The story's not over, Steve-O. So what does he do at this point? Do you think... Okay, here's my thought. The girl obviously...
Something happens.
I don't think it has anything to do with him.
I think
it's she is seeing another guy.
What?
There was.
Shut up.
Are you kidding me?
No. You know where it took a weird turn?
Okay. What?
Where it took a weird turn? He went on a mission trip to Israel. But before he went, there was a crazy terrorist attack in Tel Aviv. Maybe that happened. She was the first one to hit him up. She's like, oh my gosh, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, everything's good. It's good. Oh, she's thinking of me. Cool. But then maybe in her brain, she was like, I got too close.
Oh my gosh. I'm too concerned. Are you kidding?
I still have a whole life to live. I can't be bogged down by this.
Yeah.
What? I'm just going to lose him eventually someday anyway. I might as well just be alone.
No. What happened is another flame, somebody that she was into, came back into the picture.
No, shut up. Now you're actually... I'm going to hit you.
Yours is
worse.
I'm
going to choke you out because...
The fact that you really...
You're
going
to make him stress out and you're trying to be funny and it's not funny.
That shouldn't stress him out. That should be like, you know what? She moved on. And honestly, don't think that he should contact her again because there's a line. And you don't want to be that person who sounds desperate. Because if you continue to contact her, if you continue like, oh, I got you this Bible.
But he got it for her in Israel.
Yeah, still, though, I think you're stepping over the line of, man,
he's moving
desperate.
To Ohio.
So what?
Why? How is that desperate? He's like, hey, you know what? Before I go.
He happened to run into her and her dad. That's a little weird.
Why is that a little weird? It was their coffee shop.
Yeah, okay.
He was going to read a book at their coffee shop.
The girl would totally look at that like, man, are you stalking me? What's up? What's up?
Live line's going crazy, by the way.
I can't believe you actually think that.
Somebody said, I hate to break it to him, but I think she's into someone else.
Thank you.
However, he's being very mature and godly about it. Somebody said, don't give her the book. She doesn't deserve it. Somebody else said, this sounds like a chick flick. He needs to start writing screenplays or novels because he is a good writer.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't embellish or change anything.
No.
I read that.
Yeah.
I read that letter verbatim.
It was a beautiful letter.
And it really was. Because normally, I'm not going to, sometimes we'll get emails and they're like worded funny or they, and so I'll change the verbiage to where it makes more sense. I didn't change a single thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really like reading a book. It was a great story. And I wish it would have had a happy ending, but it really didn't. You know, he's still all alone.
A lot of the girls say that I think that they agree with you. That
thank
she's
you.
Being nice. It's over.
It's over. She's being nice. Because here's the thing. At the beginning, it sounded like she was into him.
Yeah, somebody
because
said.
Because she went out on the date. She played the game on Facebook. She acted like she was. The fact that she texted him when he was in Israel to check on him. That's the sign right there that she was into this guy.
Yeah.
There's somebody else. There's somebody else that came into the picture.
Just
maybe
like
it was
that.
An old flame. Maybe it was somebody while he was in Israel. She went out on a date
it
with somebody.
It doesn't have to be someone else, though.
How can it?
He's about to move to another city. It's just
what else explains?
That's just gonna eat.
What else explains the fact that she doesn't want?
Well,
she doesn't want anything.
Too bad
to
she couldn't just be honest with him and say what it is.
She wouldn't have let him on like that if she wasn't into him in the first place.
An old lady just chimed in, said whatever the reason, she said no. I think giving her the Bible is a bad idea, possibly creepy. Just an old lady's opinion.
Wow.
I'm a young woman, and she is definitely seeing someone else. But no, do not make one last attempt either. Move on. Give that Bible to the person who will actually appreciate him. Romance is dead. He smothered her.
You know what? And that's what I was scared of. You don't want to smother her.
Somebody said, give his number out of the air. Lots of women would love to meet this guy. I agree, actually. There's been a lot of things that I'm not reading from people, single people who are like, excuse me. Oh.
He's moving to Ohio?
Yeah.
Man.
He sounds like a rad dude.
I know, right?
That whole, gosh, have you not seen This Is Us? He is Jack. That was romantic.
He sounds like a great guy.
Seriously, I agree with this one. Or she's just not into him. She changed her mind. I agree with that. There doesn't have to be someone else. I don't agree that like, oh, it was an old flame, because that seems like really quick.
Yeah.
Maybe he was halfway across the world on a mission trip and she had a lot of time to process everything. And then this terrorist attack happens right where he's at. And she just kind of had a freak out.
You know, maybe. That's,
she got too close too fast and was like, ugh.
That's a possibility.
I'm feeling too much.
That's a possibility.
What if he dies and then I'll be sad?
I'm
going to run away because that seems normal.
I'm almost certain that is not the case whatsoever.
That's the case.
But it could be. You're right. It could be. 505-585-LIVE. I don't know how to recap this letter. Do you know how to recap? It's so long. And there's so many details.
I mean, hopeless romantic meets the girl of his dreams. Concocts this incredible date idea. They go out a few times. They start building a relationship. He goes away overseas for a mission trip. Comes back. Communication's kind of cut off. She's kind of, right? He tries to hit her up. Weeks go by. He finally runs into her. And then as he comes to find out, she's not into him anymore. He got her a gift while he was overseas. Should he give her the gift?
Mm.
Pretty sure that summed up everything.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good job.
No, I'm angry.
You're angry because it
love's
wasn't
dead.
A happy... You wanted a happy ending, and I'm
sorry.
Yeah,
of course I did. I was... you gotta play PM Dawn? What are you doing to me, man?
She's gonna die without her, man.
Somebody said he sounds like an awesome guy, Martin Clever and mature.
Martin Clever?
She sounds like she got cold feet. Like, this is too good to be true. Don't give her the Bible. Move on.
Yeah, everybody's saying don't give her the Bible. And I agree. You don't want to be smothering, like somebody said. You don't want to come on too strong and end up really pushing her away. Because you never know what the future may hold. Maybe she'll snap out of it and realize, man, maybe I should contact this guy.
Hey, we got one from a female that's quite different from everybody else's. Here's the minority answer. Give it to her for sure, with a note inside, and then move away and move on. That's seriously the most romantic gesture ever. She'll have that Bible because who throws away a Bible? And he will always be in the back of her mind. Maybe now isn't the right time, but you never know later.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
I'm just saying.
It's not a bad idea.
Right? I mean, it's closure because clearly he wrote us a novel.
Yeah.
Homie needs closure. Do you really want to keep that Bible with you all the time as a reminder of this weird relationship that kind of ended funny? Why not write that note?
I agree.
Put it in the Bible and then go, here you go. I'm giving this to you. Closure.
Mm-hmm.
Closure. Friends.
Here's what you do.
I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
Here's what you do. You take the Bible, you write your cell phone number in there, okay? Take it back to a bookstore.
What?
Okay? Follow me.
No, follow me. Oh, gosh.
All right?
I'm going to punch you.
If you guys are supposed to be together, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
She'll find that book. She'll open it up. Maybe years down the road, she'll see that cell phone number. She'll call it. And you'll be on the other end.
So dumb. Here's why he shouldn't keep it, because a lot of people are like, no, save it for somebody else who really appreciates it. He bought that specifically for her because she was into old books, and this is like an old Hebrew Bible. Like, he picked this gift for her. It's not just some random thing. Either give it to her,
get rid of it, get some closure, move on. Because if you keep it, every time you see that Bible, it's just going to remind
right.
you.
Right, that's why he's got to give it to her.
Yeah, you're right.
Somebody else said the guy definitely should give the Bible to her and let her know with a letter where he got it and why he got it for her. It should be on the last day before he leaves. Then she can regret that she could have been with that dude. Yeah. I think you give it to her.
Yeah.
Come what may.
Now,
I
emailed the guy back just to see if there was a chance that he would talk to us on the air. I don't know if he will or not, but I really just want to thank him for sending that story in. And I hope he makes the right decision. I really do. If you missed the story, it was a long letter. You can hit the podcast after the show. It'll be up. 505-585-LIVE if you want to text in. We'll be right back. And love so distant and obscure.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The State Department is promoting President Trump's private club, Mar-a-Lago Resort, on its website. Critics complain taxpayer dollars are being used to promote the so-called Winter White House.
GM vehicles had some issues with faulty ignition switches, but now the Supreme Court has turned down an appeal by General Motors as the current company claimed it was not liable.
The Senate has confirmed former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue as the country's new Secretary of Agriculture.
Members of the U.S. Senate invited to the White House for a briefing on North Korea.
An American space station astronaut has set a new orbital endurance record.
New Orleans has become the latest city to remove a Confederate monument.
An update on former President George H.W. Bush. He's still resting comfortably in a Houston hospital after his most recent bout with pneumonia. The 92-year-old Mr. Bush could be going home by the end of this week.
Good morning, Starmy. 7:42.
High today of 60 degrees with this perfect weather!
Is it raining?
It is raining.
Thank you.
Taking a look at the roads. Well, there's not a whole lot going on right now, which is a good thing. Welcome to Albuquerque. And normally there should be about 7 accidents right now because it is rainy and wet. Be very, very careful on the roads today. No accidents to report. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
So we got a letter. And it's super long, and...
But it was quite poetic, man.
It was so great. It was... recap
no,
the letter.
No, it was not!
Recap the letter for everybody.
Okay. Dude focused on school. You know, just getting degrees and whatnot, and being awesome. So he'd never really been like a ladies dude. Well, he finished grad school. Decided to branch out because you, introvert, say, you gotta get out! And so he got out there.
You gotta take risks.
Got involved in a play. Met a girl. Girl of his dreams. And through a bunch... Okay, stop playing music. Through, a bunch of different avenues. They ended up courting, dating?
Yeah, it sounds like the
went on a few dates.
They kind of hit it off
because
right at the beginning.
He rocked this incredibly romantic gesture and social media and photos and treasure hunts and dates. That's awesome. So, anyways, then in turn decided to go. I think on a mission trip, right?
Mm-hmm.
Overseas.
Yep.
And in that time, like, came back, and all of a sudden, it was like she was kind of ghosting him. She was nowhere to be found.
She didn't want to really hang out.
She would respond to, like, little funny things he would send, but would never respond to, do you want to get together things. And they finally, like, kind of had a conversation, and sure enough, she was out.
Mm.
Well, he's getting ready to move to a different state, and he had bought a gift for her while he was overseas, and he wanted to know if he should give it to her. And the best part is, we happen to have Romeo on the phone. Is it cool if I call you Romeo?
Sure, why not?
Welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you responded right away because, again, thank you for writing this email.
Yeah,
and
dude.
The story.
Incredible.
Had us. This, I remember I was at my son's practice and I started reading this and I was at first going, oh man, is this going to be one of these emails where it's not going to make sense? And it wasn't. It was like reading a story and it just captured everything that you're going through.
Yeah, I mean, you said grad school, so are you a writer?
No, well, okay. What I've learned, I think anyone in any grad school is going to find themselves writing a ton. I'm actually was in engineering, and I specifically got into engineering just so I wouldn't have to write.
That's hilarious.
I was very much wrong.
Engineering, man. Mm. So it sounds like, man, you got a good job, stability, you're a romantic dude.
I had time to craft that out on paper. Well, I don't know how well I'll convey myself just for the moment on the phone.
Okay. There you go.
I have questions for you.
Sure.
So I want to know, when you got back, before you went to Israel, it was a mission trip, right?
Okay. You guys are painting this beautiful picture of me, and it's not quite accurate. No, it wasn't for a mission trip. It was for a conference.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's still cool. I mean, that's still cool.
Of course, my boss said, there's a conference in Israel. Does anyone want to go? I'm like, yes, I want to go to this.
Beautiful. Yeah. Okay. So before you went on to this conference, things were really good, right? It sounded like you guys were hanging out, having conversations. Sounded like she was into you.
Yeah. I was calling her regularly, and I don't know. It was still, I would say, very early on. It wasn't what I would have classified boyfriend girlfriend yet, but things were going so well, it seems.
Yeah,
like it was getting
We need better music in the background. Alexa, play Motorcycle Drive By by Third Eye Blind.
Motorcycle Drive By Third Eye Blind.
Okay, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Okay, so. Unless you have any more questions, I actually have a bit more to the story now.
So a couple more questions. So after you got back from Israel, that's when things started becoming weird, where she wasn't really responding, didn't want to hang out, right?
Right, yes. Okay. Yes, that's correct.
And then you met up with her dad and her. Well, you didn't really meet up. You ran into them at the restaurant.
Right, yeah.
And that seemed to go okay. And
it was a lovely time, just the three of us. But it was all weird because I was there. I was just specifically there to get all the misery out of my system. But it was very strange.
See, that's what's weird about this situation is you're praying that God would give you signs, and then it seems like he was giving you a ton of signs, you know, throughout this whole thing.
Yeah, so I always wonder, am I interpreting these signs, or are they signs, or is it me overreading things?
Yeah.
That's my bad.
I honestly don't think, I think anybody in your situation would interpret them the way you are.
Why are you talking so, like, soothing and...
Because, man.
You're like, hey, just
I'm trying to be gentle with
this
guy. You know?
Because
he's all
I'm
alone.
In pain and Dex is trying to comfort
Thank
me.
You. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm here
okay,
for
so you.
Okay,
so you have a lot more to this now. Like, since this time, you sent us this letter. Have there been any developments whatsoever since you sent us the letter?
Something funny has occurred since I sent the letter, yes.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. So, there was...
Can you check out a
concert by a band, perhaps you've heard of them, Mercy Me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They were at Calvary, and during this concert, there was a booth by Compassion International there.
Okay.
And I was volunteering at this booth, and it was like 15 of us volunteers there. And some of us were selected to stay at the booth. Some of us were selected to wear these vests with these profiles of children across the world. And during intermission to go out into the auditorium and, assist people with, that are interested in sponsoring children, you know, give them the profiles and whatnot. Now this concert, were either of you there?
No,
we were not.
Okay. It was packed. I think
right.
It was sold out. Like
it
people
was.
Were showing.
It was
yeah,
sold
they were
out.
Showing up
yeah.
late and trying to find seats. It was ridiculous. And so tons of people there. And I don't know how much that auditorium holds, but it's a ton of people. And so there's, I don't know, like eight clusters of chairs throughout the area. And the guy organizing the Compassion International thing was divvying up spots and telling people where to go. And he's like, okay, so I want you to go there, you to go here, and you, looking at me, I want you to go to this spot on this side and kind of patrol this area. And so during intermission, I'm getting up, I'm going to my spot to patrol it. And again, this place is packed.
Yeah.
In an aisle seat. in the spot he told me to go.
No way.
Is the girl.
You gotta be kidding me. See another sign!
Okay, this is a movie.
Yes.
This is crazy!
This is everybody listening, don't think this happens regularly because it doesn't! Romantic comedies are a lie!
Wow! Okay, continue.
Wait, we need music.
No.
We still need more music.
No, I need to know what happened.
Siri! not Siri. What's her name?
You're killing me.
Alexa! Play Hands Down by Dashboard Confessional.
I can't find Hands Down.
You can't find it, you worthless! Okay.
All right, go ahead. Finish it. So, you're at the aisle. There she is.
Yeah. So of course, I'm there. I have a job. I'm finding people that want to sponsor a child. So I'm trying to just look for raised hands, you know. I was like, I don't want to make eye contact. I'm all.
Hold on.
Anyway, I don't know what to expect. So I'm focusing on my.
Sorry, I got to play some Hands Down from my phone.
You're ruining the story.
I'm not. I'm making
Stop
it better.
It right
this is
now.
The soundtrack to my
oh,
soul.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay. So,
I can't hear him. I can't.
Gosh, you ruin everything. Can you play the Cars?
No.
Drive?
Okay, I'll play that for you if you'll be quiet.
Okay, I'll stop
Thank
now.
You.
I'll stop.
All right, go ahead. Sorry about that.
Okay. So after things kind of... Excuse me. Okay. After things kind of died down and people aren't really grabbing any more profiles of children, then I start to look around some more. And then I look her direction, and she's looking right at me. So she, I argue, initiated the eye contact. So
okay.
She kind of waved, and then I kind of waved, and I walked over. We hugged briefly, and, you know, because the normal thing of old friends who haven't seen each other in a while.
Right.
Oh, how's it going? Good, good, you. So chatted a bit and whatnot. And yes, so then at some point I said, oh, by the way, I got you this gift from Israel some time back. Never got a chance to give it to you. Would you like it? And she's like, oh, that's so sweet. So actually, I'm meeting her this afternoon to give it to her.
Oh, my gosh. So what do you think about this? Because I'm kind of blown away that there's all these signs. You know, God keeps opening up these opportunities for you to run into her.
Yeah. I don't know what to think about that.
I think you need to tell her how you feel.
In any case, I mean, as I've tried to lay out, she is a very, very lovely, very nice person. And, you know, if nothing more were to happen, if she just remained as a friend, that would be fantastic. So
yeah.
I don't want to make things too weird. You know, maybe I'm really into her. Maybe I really like her. But, you know, after spending time with me, maybe she decided I'm just not quite the person for her. Who knows?
All right, here's what we need.
Sure.
We need to find out from the ladies of the Starmie. 505-5855. You can text in. Should he tell this girl how he feels?
I mean,
or just keep it friends, because I feel like this is the opportunity. God has opened up these opportunities. You really like this girl, but who cares?
Wait.
Who cares,
man? What do you mean,
who cares?
He's leaving.
She's coming with ya.
It sounds like that could be painful.
No.
She's coming with ya.
No, she... Shut your stupid mouth.
You're staying here.
I'm going to throw something through you.
It's true love.
No, okay, but... oh, gosh.
If it's true love, it'll
How
happen.
Am I the practical one here?
I'm the one
He's
who's right. Everybody knows
moving.
It.
Give
you're
me
gonna,
a chair.
You're
going to
miss
you
out. You're going to miss out on this
wait,
opportunity.
Wait.
You're going to
okay.
miss
I wanna
out.
Back up.
Hey, Romeo,
you,
go ahead.
Wasn't Dex the one earlier saying not to give her the Bible?
I was until now.
Yeah, he was. And, until then, now. I, okay. and then I convinced, I said, no, dude, you have to because you don't want that on your... you don't want to keep that forever, especially if it's that reminder. However, I will say, you seem very cool and calm and collected and not overly emotional about the situation. Because when you read the email, it sounds like hopeless romantic, yeah. like I don't know what to do. And you're tracking pretty well with the story and being very like practical about this. So I think
well,
you're pretty
okay.
stable
it's been
enough
some
to...
time.
Yeah.
I've gotten through the crazy part
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people chiming in saying that you need to just write it out in a letter and put it in the Bible when you give it to her. So, because yeah, here's the thing. I agree with what a lot of people are saying. A lot of people are saying you will regret it if you do not tell her how you
thank
feel.
Thank you. Who said that? I did.
Okay.
I
but
did.
That's very true. You don't want to leave it like, especially considering this whole journey feels very like open and a lot of things aren't answered, at least there would be closure. At yeah. least there would be something there to where you could move on. You're going to a different state. You could focus. Or who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe you tell her how you feel, and then all of a sudden, 6 months later, there's a knock at your door, and you open the door, and she's like, I missed you! And you're like, whoa, movies!
That would be crazy. Don't do that to me.
Sorry.
You'll get my hopes up.
No, I won't. I'm sorry. I totally already did.
The Starmie's chiming
the
in.
That's movies. That doesn't happen.
The Starmie's chiming in, and everybody, a lot of people are saying that you need to tell her how you feel. Don't ever give up on the girl of your dreams. Pray about it. Everybody's saying tell her how you feel. Get some closure with this.
Awesome.
That's what you got to do, man.
All right. Cool. I will.
So, okay, can you call us tomorrow? Can you
email
us? And I want an update because you're meeting her this afternoon, right? We need an update tomorrow.
Okay, but, or you could just, let's put you on hold. Tell us where you're going to be. We'll be inconspicuous.
No.
Yeah. Totally inconspicuous.
A lot of people want us
on
to go
Facebook
Live.
Huh?
You know, you won't even know we're there. You won't even know we're there.
I'm just kidding. But we have to. Have an update tomorrow. Even if it's tragic and sad, why do you keep playing this song?
Oh, gosh. All right. Can you do that for us? Can you give us an update tomorrow?
Okay, sure.
Okay,
I'll,
you have to.
Dude,
yeah.
I just got to tell you, no matter what, you just like throw it all out there. No regrets. You don't look back because you're moving to Ohio. You've got an incredible job and a future ahead of you. So if she's a part of that equation, right on.
Yep.
And if she's not, at least you lived your life without thinking, oh, man, if only I had done this.
Right.
Because it sure sounds like you're doing all of those things.
Yeah.
And that is awesome.
Props to you for being an introvert. It is so hard
I'm quitting,
for guys,
guys
like us
this
to do
This is it for me. I'll see you guys later.
It's
I got to go chase my dreams.
Woo! Yeah. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been
you
fun.
Can't
Let's
go on
this
thinking.
Have a great day, man.
Nothing's wrong. Oh no. Who's gonna drive you home?
Thank you, Dex.
Steve-O. We gotta take a break. Man, that was so great.
Hey, you know what? It's raining outside. The music is good.
Who's gonna pick you up?
Come here, man. Just hug me.
No,
just hug
that's
me.
Weird.
Give me, come here.
Come on, you're too close.
Just wanna, come here.
All right.
I love you.
I love you.
I don't say it enough. And I'll regret it for when I leave and never come back.
What?
Look at me.
Huh?
I love you. Was that weird? Yeah. I just looked in your eyes and
your
said that.
Dreams.
You just kind of uncomfortably giggled. What does that mean? Do you not love me too? Say it back.
I don't want to.
I love you.
Okay.
Hey.
This is weird.
I love you.
Okay. All right.
Love you. Bye.
You're going to regret not saying it when I'm gone.
All right. Goodbye. The Fast Feeling Factions. It's Star 88. Dex and Steve-O, good morning.
It's a beautiful, rainy Tuesday. Thank you so much, Starmie, for chiming in about the situation. The letter that we read in the 7 o'clock hour, titled The Woman of My Dreams. So many people chiming in about this letter we got. It's one of the longest letters we've ever read on the air. And we decided to read it because it was so good. It was so good. But this member of the Starmie, he met this girl and they hit it off. He describes her as the woman of his dreams. Very godly. I mean, they just click. She's got a great personality. She's beautiful. This guy who wrote in, he's much like me, an introvert. So he's shy. He doesn't like to be around people a whole lot. And it's tough for introverts to take chances when it comes to relationships, like, you know, pursuing a woman that you're really into. So this guy, they hit it off. Things were going great. And he goes to Israel on a trip. And when he comes back, things were different. She really wasn't responding to a lot of his text messages. She just wasn't acting like she was really into him like she was before he had left on the trip. But he got her this Bible, this old Bible, when he was in Israel and wanted to give it to her. And he never had a chance to. And so his question was, should I give it to her? You know, because you don't want to be that person who is too smothering, or if she's not into me anymore, I don't want to keep pursuing it. Well, we got him on the phone and he got to explain that he ran into her again. After a few other times, after he got back from Israel, he had ran into this girl. And he told her about the Bible and she said, I would love to have that. Thank you so much. And they're going to meet up this afternoon and have coffee and he's going to give her the Bible.
Starmie's going crazy.
Yeah. What are they saying?
Well, I mean, a lot of people are just excited to hear how it goes. And the advice is essentially just tell her how you feel. But other people were saying, hey, you got to be prepared for her answer and reaction. You know,
like, that's so true.
So you don't know.
And
so,
lady, I got to tell you, if you're still listening, Starmie member who wrote in, ladies are loving you, man.
Okay.
Including my wife.
That
who
is
texted
my,
me.
Thank you, Leslie.
Oh my
favorite
gosh.
Favorite text of the morning.
I get a text from my wife.
Don't share it.
I'm sharing this.
You're going to get in so much
trouble. I
don't
trouble. Care.
This you're going to make this,
this
text
was
come
not
true.
Nice. This was not nice. Leslie, she wrote, gosh, Romeo, oh Romeo, where art thou, Romeo?
Wherefore art thou?
Man, this
Come
guy
on,
sounds
man.
Like
Don't
a fairy tale.
Shakespeare.
One of every woman's dreams.
Okay.
I can't read this next part.
Oh, okay. That's the part I was worried about you reading.
Yeah, so. She says, just jokes, I love you.
Okay.
But maybe take some notes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Somebody said, I've been in a similar situation, figured I had nothing to lose, so I told the girl how I felt. Turns out she felt the same way. We were both just too shy to say anything. She still moved away, so it stunk, but at least I didn't have to move on without knowing how she really felt. Gosh, that's hard. I don't know how I feel.
There was somebody else who texted in and said kind of the same situation happened. I think he moved away, and then she ended up just moving on, but they found out how much they really loved each other, and they ended up together.
Yeah, we got another one that said, I got to start this off with, my son just got married to the girl he dated in high school. They dated for a while then, and she broke up with him. I don't know why, but 6 years ago, she was looking at college, her future education plans, knew that dating and possibly getting married younger would not work for her, but they never stopped loving each other, but decided to move on with their lives. While my son joined the Navy, has a great career going there, she had finished school, they rekindled, and 6 years later, they're now married.
Oh!
So you never know. Of course, not getting hopes up for anybody.
338-3700 if you want to call in. Good morning.
Why won't you tell people you love them, Dex?
Yeah, right? Well, I mean, gosh, right?
Dex.
Okay, that doesn't count.
What?
Bumblebee? You can't say it in song. I just want to...
That's how I feel, man.
Dex, listen to him.
I love you.
I love you, man.
What?
What?
Thanks for the call.
Goodbye. 505-585.
I know why you do that, because it's easier for you to flippantly say it, but like, when you mean it, it's like hard to get those words out.
It is. That's it's really hard. That's fine. It's That's really, fine. Really hard.
Somebody said, I love you, Steve-O. You act like such a jerk, but you are a softie.
That is so true.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I am a jerk. I have no soul.
You're very emotional.
I have like this hard outer shell. Maybe that's why, because I'm very vulnerable. And if you crack that shell, man, I'm going to go home and watch Message in a Bottle.
Okay.
I love all Nicholas Sparks movies. What? Gosh, I got to go. Saying too much. Saying too much.
Yeah, there's somebody else. I've been in a similar situation, figured I had nothing to lose, so I told the girl how I felt.
Don't finish reading this.
Okay, did you already read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I literally just read that one.
All right.
You don't listen to me.
I do.
Wait. Guess what? I'm willing to bet it turns out that she felt the same way, but they were both too shy?
No, that wasn't it.
No, wasn't it at all.
No,
huh?
No. Okay, thank you, Starmie. And tomorrow we'll have an update. He said he would let us know how the meeting went today.
You know, we just got a really good idea because this is phenomenal. And this is probably the most interaction we've ever gotten. I'm not even being funny. Ever on our live line.
I don't know, man.
People came out of the woodwork.
When we had that topic about putting pineapple on your pizza, that might have been the biggest one.
Shut up. Stop talking. Somebody said, you guys need to start setting up your Starmie members on dates.
Yeah.
Because then
See, that's the thing.
Because then it's like, how did it go?
Yeah, until something bad happens and then we're liable. That's
how would we be liable?
Well, we can't set it up. They can, and they can let us know about it, but we can't set them up on a date. Something bad happened. That'd be awful.
Okay. But imagine if they got married.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
I got it. I've got it.
What?
I'm going to set up a website to where we're not liable, right? And they can make profiles, okay? And if they're into each other, they can go on dates. We'll call it Starmie.
That'll never work. That is a dumb idea. Next.
Starmie? Come on, man!
Dumb idea.
Gosh, I have these like nuggets of brilliance.
That'll never work.
And you don't appreciate them.
Nobody will ever go on a website to find true love. It's just, they won't do that.
Dex, look at me.
What?
Starmie. Starmie.com. That was gold.
Bad.
I so waste bad. The best parts of my life on you.
Starmie.
I'm leaving you. I can't.
No, you're not. You can
anymore.
Never leave me.
All of the best of me I give to you, and I get nothing in return.
No, that's a terrible idea. Nobody will ever go to a website and look for true love. It just won't happen. It won't happen, man.
Starmie, guys.
That's pretty good, man.
That was literally on the fly. I am quite proud.
I love that. I love that you can be proud of your ideas, your jokes. That's good. That's good.
It's raining outside. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah. Oh, I hope that something good happens with this situation. I really do. I would really like to see them together.
Well, something good already did happen with the situation. He drew closer to the Lord.
Yeah, that's
he got
true.
A great gig in Ohio. So, like, seriously, no matter what, tomorrow we're going to hear from this dude, and hopefully, and no matter what, I think it's going to be a good story.
Yeah. Do you think God can use situations like he went through? Do you think that's a God thing when he opens up opportunities? Like he kept running into her. He wasn't purposely trying to run into her. He just kept running into her. Here's a guy who is really into this girl. I wouldn't say is in love yet, but really likes this girl a lot. And she kind of called it quits on him.
Yeah.
But then he continued to run into her.
Yeah, which is hilarious.
Are those signs from God?
They can be. I don't think they're necessarily... No. Wait, no. I don't necessarily think they're, quote, signs from God. But I also don't necessarily believe in coincidence. Coincidentally, they happen to run in, you know what I mean? So it's like, use those moments for whatever reason. Like, you only get that moment once, and you gotta, like, go for it. You gotta use it.
Well, my whole thing is, we sit there and we pray, and I'm talking to the single people out there. You pray for a godly man, a godly woman, and all of a sudden, God puts you in the path of somebody, And then you don't take the opportunity. You kind of either you're fearful, oh, she's not into me, he's not into me, or you miss out on opportunities.
Yeah. Or maybe they just weren't the right one.
Maybe not.
I don't necessarily think that that's, you know, it's like the one, you know what I mean? And this was your moment and yeah. So for as romantic as I am, I don't necessarily agree with that either.
Yeah.
I know. I think we've talked about this before, and I think honestly, like part of the problem is that we're so romantic, and as Adam put it when he called in romanticism, like we want that story, but that's not like the story. Like God can use those relationships, but that's not the story,
yeah.
Right? And so, but it's hard for us because you still want that. You still want to be connected to a human, you know, and we know that marriage isn't necessarily designed to make you happy, but it's designed to make you holy. It's designed to grow you and draw you closer to the Lord. However, we still want those stories, and obviously we're hearing some. So I don't necessarily think that God was like, I'm going to plant you in this and you. And but who knows? Maybe he was.
Yeah.
He's God.
Yeah, I just don't think we should shut off the idea that God doesn't do things like that. And God can do whatever he wants. It's God.
Somebody just said it's like serendipity. To which I want to reach through the...
I love that movie. Oh. That is one of my favorite movies of all time.
I retract my earlier statement.
How can you not like that movie? It's got two of the greatest actors in the world.
John Cusack, Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah!
No, I know.
Yeah! It's the greatest love story of our time.
Go away forever now.
No, I won't.
You really think that's the best love story of all time?
I love that movie. I really do. And probably I love it the most because John Cusack is... one of my favorite actors.
But that's not even his best romantic film.
Well, that's true.
Gross Point Blank, High Fidelity.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I know.
You make me so mad.
No, I don't. I just
somebody
don't
said I'm calling it right now. They will end up together. What's the over under? Should we start taking odds? Betting on their
yeah,
success
here,
relationship.
Here's the thing.
It's a terrible idea, friends.
Here's the thing.
Terrible idea.
Go into this if you're still listening to us. If you, when you meet up with her, go in with your expectations really low. Don't.
Your expectations are, I'm moving to Ohio, right. I got a dope job, and I get to say goodbye to a girl that I truly care about.
But almost everybody in the Starmie said, you need to tell her how you feel. You should do that. So I'm hoping that's what he does. I really do. There it is. Should we move on?
Yeah.
I don't want to. This has been so
great. Of course you don't.
This has been so good.
No, no, it's fine.
It's been so good.
You're the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration. Take me home tonight.
So many great love songs out there.
I don't want.
Yeah.
This is weird, man.
This is a soundtrack to our souls, everybody.
No, it is not. I'm still waiting for one to, like, hit me good, other than Chicago. You can't concern yourself with being. I mean, that's good.
What?
You can't support a man. You don't even know the words. Wait, that's not a love song.
That is
literally
one of the greatest.
That has nothing to do with it.
You know what wearing sunglasses at night means?
Is it really cool?
Big PM Dolphin, but I had to put it right back with the rest.
The greatest
the
love song
goes.
Is from Dex and Steve-O,
I guess.
That is not a love song.
Oh, yeah, it is.
You keep ruining it.
You're the best around.
Okay,
we're done.
By the way, many people are chiming in. Somebody said Better Off Dead is his best movie. And, of course, as far as romantic comedies go for John Cusack, somebody else said Say Anything. Ooh. And by somebody else, I mean Claire in Brooklyn. Shout out.
Good call. You can't beat the scene where he is in the rain.
Yes, you can. Have you seen High Fidelity?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Gross Point Blank.
Yeah. So good.
Such a good
actor. I don't know where to go from here, guys. I really don't.
Let's just start talking about John Cusack films.
No.
What?
Sorry.
He's so great.
505-585-LIVE. You can text into the show. All right, let's jump into some headlines. I guess that's where we go.
No, I just want to talk John Cusack. No.
Don't forget Quality Tam coming up at 9.
I got you, girl.
I'm in the clouds, man. Got love on the brain.
Ran so far away.
Could have run away. No?
Somebody else chimed in and said, romantic comedies should be punishable by death. Romantic movies make people relational idiots.
Yeah. You know what? You're right.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, it's a fairy tale. It's not real life.
Because then you
have... So people want the fairy tale, like, when it doesn't happen.
Look at This Is Us, the TV show. I mean, granted, that's a little more realistic as far as relationships go, because Jack and Becca, man, they're...
Girls,
they're
Jacks,
in the toilet
don't,
right
Jacks
now.
Don't exist.
Yeah, they do.
No way.
Yes, they do.
No way.
I do think it's possible. You know, people always talk about how, like, have you ever met a couple that actually can, you know... Without having these crazy struggles, I think that
I actually have.
Yeah, me too. It's possible.
Pam and Bernie Peterson.
There are people who may be a little more like-minded in certain areas, and then you can grow in other areas together.
Yep.
That doesn't mean that if you're opposite that you can't be, quote, compatible. Because there are a lot of times in marriage where you're not. Like, you are opposite, you know? And it's about figuring out how to make it work. Or moving to Bermuda. What?
Bermuda, Bahamas. I gotta get that.
Come on, pretty mom. Okay, that's some Beach Boys.
Yeah, that's good.
But that's like newer Beach Boys.
Ah, that's the best.
No.
It's their only good song.
Can you throw out, like, Alexa, play Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys.
Oh.
What?
Here's a sample of Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys.
Are your batteries running low?
Yeah, but I wanted the intro.
Nope, you get a sample.
Like, I wanted the intro, like the...
Sorry, man. Alexa, stop.
Yeah, definitely, definitely stop. All right, moving on. Best John Cusack film is the one where he adopts a kid, Martian something or another.
For real?
John Cusack, gross point blank. A definite fave. I'm just going to keep reading the live line when it pertains to John Cusack only.
Yeah, right.
Okay, moving on. Doing moderate exercise several times a week is the best way to keep the mind sharp if you're over 50, Bill, according to research. Thinking and memory skills were most improved when people exercise the heart and muscles on a regular basis. And I feel like this morning we've definitely exercised the heart.
Yeah, we have.
A review of 39 studies found this to be true. It remained true in those who already showed signs of cognitive decline. The theory is that through exercise, the brain receives a greater supply of blood, oxygen, and nutrients that boost its health, as well as a growth hormone that helps the formation of new neurons and connections. Hmm. So, essentially, if you're old, man, rock some exercise, Bill.
So important, guys. Get out there and do some power walking. Do some mall walking.
And speaking of, Alexa... Will you play Surfer Girl by the Beach Boys?
If you can. Surfer Girl, stereo, by the Beach Boys.
Oh, dude. We're going to play some Beach Boys and talk about Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, Bill.
He's back, but not at Fox News. He's now doing nightly newscasts on BillO'Reilly.com. It's free to everyone this week, but you'll have to become a premium member of the website after that.
Okay.
So, when you get some funny questions from your parents or possible grandparents about how to work a computer and how to sign up for crazy website stuff, don't worry. It's only BillO'Reilly.com. He started things off with a quick 19-minute post last night where he talked about his situation with Fox News, although he didn't go into specifics for obvious legal reasons.
I am sad that I'm not on television anymore. I was very surprised how it all turned out. I can't say a lot because there's much stuff going on right now. But I can tell you that I'm very confident the truth will come out. And when it does, I don't know if you're going to be surprised, but I think you're going to be shaken, as I am. There's a lot of stuff involved here.
He's wasting a lot
now,
of Beach Boys
I can't
time.
Say anymore
yeah, he is.
Because I just don't want to influence the flow of
Bill.
The information.
Nobody's going to tune in.
Back to the Beach Boys.
Nobody's going to tune in.
Okay. Moving on. I like doing the news to cool sounds like this because it changes my voice. I'll keep going. A guy ran back into a burning building to save his beer.
What?
No, that's real. I didn't misquote. I didn't say deer, like his wife, or an actual doe. There are probably three acceptable things you should run back into a burning building for. A human being?
Sure, your dog.
A pet? Yeah, that's right. I'm two.
Well, just your dog.
Maybe something irreplaceable, like your family photos, childhood photos.
Those are all in my cloud.
No, like stuff that you didn't scan or like actual physical photos.
Yeah, let it burn.
Okay, for you, maybe two things. This one is literally at the bottom of the list. An apartment complex in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, caught fire on Sunday. Two people were treated at the scene and one ended up in the hospital. Luckily, everyone survived. However, a 56-year-old dude named Michael Castile kept trying to run back into the building to save his beer.
Oh my gosh.
Kids, take note of this. This is what happens when you consume alcohol. You become moronic. He told firefighters why he needed to go back in, and obviously they said no. So, he eventually pushed past them, made it back inside, and came out with two cans. Let me say this. Two cans.
Unbelievable.
Of Bud Ice Premium. Fail. We're not even talking anything that's like, oh, my grandmother got me this in Germany. It's a rare stout.
Yeah.
Two cans of Bud Ice Premium. Seriously, bro. Unfortunately, he didn't get to enjoy them. They immediately arrested him for obstructing a firefighter or law enforcement official. So, there's that as well.
That's crazy.
He was also arrested last month for a DUI and threatening a cop. So, he's obviously the pillar of humanity.
That's so sad.
And he got another DUI about a year previous.
The only thing he wanted to save was his alcoholic beverage.
Due in court next month.
Well, I hope that guy wakes up.
Due in court. Well, he's going to have to. He's sitting in jail. He can't. Well, yeah. I mean, he doesn't have his Bud Ice.
Sober up.
Bud Ice Premium. Gross, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, there's like rock. Like, the rock.
Right, yeah.
And it's just like, there is the bottom. And that is, welcome, my friend. You are the mayor. You are the mayor. We should actually, in real life, be praying for that dude. I don't mean to make light of a situation. But it's kind of comical.
It's not funny, Steve.
Billboard has a list of the 100 greatest choruses of the 21st century.
Let's start at 99. Here we go!
Okay, we are not doing the 100 greatest choruses of the 21st century. They say they allowed a few songs that were technically released in the late 90s, but they had to have peaked into the Hot 100 in the 2000s. So these are songs that hit in the 2000s. We're talking about the top 100 choruses of all time.
I got the top five.
You only got the top five?
Yeah.
How about this? 10 to 6, I will sing for you.
Okay.
Number 10. I came in like a wrecking ball.
Oof.
Why is that 10, man?
Ugh.
That is a chorus for days.
No.
No?
Hey, you know what? You're right. It should be top 10.
Number 9. If you want to go and take a ride with me, then the same as the chosen of the middle.
Nelly.
Hey, must be the money.
Oh, you're going to love this one.
Number 8. I don't even know that song.
Yes, you do. It's your favorite artist.
No, I honestly really don't. Ignition by R. Kelly. I don't see nothing wrong. I don't know that song.
Alexa, play Ignition from R. Kelly.
No.
Ignition Remix by R. Kelly.
She really has
no,
it.
Okay,
we don't know. We don't know it.
Alexa, stop.
Yeah, for real. Forever. Number 7 was Teenage Dream by Katy Perry. I could have sung that one. Because you make Steve Feel like I'm living a teenage dream. Number six, Empire State of Mind, Jay-Z with Alicia Keys, which you should have had. But honestly, I'm so stoked this made that, dude, this is the 100 greatest choruses of the 21st century, and it's one of the greatest bands of all time. Number five, will you please hit that?
Oh! In the middle of the ride, everything will be alright.
Oh, that's good.
Jimmy Eat World, The Middle came in at number five as one of the greatest choruses of the 21st century. That makes me so happy. Good job, Jimmy. Number four.
Ooh, I am for real.
Outkast, Ms. Jackson came in at number four. This is hilarious because I've done most of these for karaoke because number three is my boy Joey Belleville's go-to.
Really?
He does this every time at karaoke.
That's a good one to do.
Mr. Brightside, The Killers was number three. Number two is a Chrissy go-to.
Wow, that's pretty epic.
Why is that epic?
Since you've been gone! That's epic!
I mean, number two on the 100 greatest choruses of the 21st century. Now, here's the deal, man.
Ugh.
We are talking the 100 greatest choruses of the 21st century, and the number song...
I don't even want to play it.
...of the 21st century, according to Billboard.
Hey, I just met you.
Yeah.
This is crazy, so here's my number, so call me baby.
But here's the thing. You say, ugh, but we know the words of this song.
I know.
That's what they're saying.
Because it was on the radio.
Gotta be the catchiest hook ever, and it makes me crazy.
Ugh.
Those were your top five greatest choruses of the 21st century. Shout out to Jim Atkins.
Beautiful.
I love you, Jimmy World. I love you.
All right, we gotta take a break. 9 a.m., we have TAM, Quality TAM Tuesday. Also, when we come back, what's more important, good internet or a washer and dryer? We'll be right back. Hang out.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The State Department is promoting President Trump's private club, Mar-a-Lago Resort, on its website. Critics complain taxpayer dollars are being used to promote the so-called Winter White House.
GM vehicles had some issues with faulty ignition switches, but now the Supreme Court has turned down an appeal by General Motors as the current company claimed it was not liable.
The Senate has confirmed former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue as the country's new Secretary of Agriculture.
Members of the U.S. Senate invited to the White House for a briefing on North Korea.
An American space station astronaut has set a new orbital endurance record.
New Orleans has become the latest city to remove a Confederate monument.
An update on former President George H.W. Bush. He's still resting comfortably in a Houston hospital after his most recent bout with pneumonia. The 92-year-old Mr. Bush could be going home by the end of this week.
I wish we could just go outside and hang out. I love the rain. I smell the rain right now. 8:38.
High today of 60 degrees.
The smell of wet concrete. You know what I'm saying?
Taking a look at the roads, unfortunately, due to the rain, we've got an accident. The right lane is blocked. I-40 West at San Mateo Boulevard. That's exit 161 involving a bus. So obviously, pretty cray-cray over there. Also, I-25 North at Martin Luther King Jr. at exit 224. There's an accident there. The right lane is blocked, so be careful. Traveling on I-25 southbound right at Jefferson Paseo area, it's really congested. You guys, just be careful. It's slow going today. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Someone on the live line said, hey, Leslie Dex. Oh, excuse me. Hey, Leslie, Dex is romantic. Remember when he said when he got home he was going to steamroll you?
That's true. I did say that.
You did say.
And yeah, see, I read it. There you go. Ha ha. They didn't think I'd read that. Yeah, I never did it, though. To get out of bed, I never steamrolled her to get out of the bed. She would have killed me. Wouldn't have been good. 505-585-LIVE. You guys can text in anytime you want. If you podcast the show, you can always hit us up. no matter what time you listen. We're on demand. You can go to our website, star88.fm. You can go to iTunes and subscribe. You can get the on-demand feature, the podcast, right there at our app. Easy to find, guys. Quality Tam coming up here in just a little bit, 9 a.m. All right, what's more important? Good internet or a washer and dryer? Now, this is a good question. Think about how frustrating it is when you don't have internet, or even you do have internet and it's just not good. The other day, sitting there in my room, and for some reason, everybody else in the house, they were fine. They were watching they were watching, but I'm sitting in my room. I can't watch anything. I was so frustrated. I didn't know what to do with myself. I was just sitting there going, what am I going to do? My internet's not working. Should I just try to go to sleep now? It's like 7:30. I can't go to sleep at 7:30. I was really frustrated. A new survey asked people who are looking to rent an apartment, what's more important, good internet or a washer and dryer in the unit?
Oh, man.
What do you think?
Well, because it's 2017, I'm going to go with internet. I'm going to go with good internet.
Yep. Not a surprise. The internet dominated. 59% of people say good Wi-Fi or high-speed internet is the most important feature in an apartment versus 13% who went with a washer and dryer. That means 4.5 times more people pick the internet over clean clothes.
Gross.
Man. You know, I would probably have to pick the good internet as well.
Because now I'm thinking like Netflix and everything else that you would need actual internet for. Because a lot of times when my internet's spotty, I just go, okay, taking it off Wi-Fi because I have unlimited data.
You have unlimited data?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, you don't have unlimited data?
No.
Must be a me thing.
What's it like to have unlimited data? Is it fast?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, but after 22 gigs, it slows down a little.
22 gigs?
Yeah.
22 gigs?
I blow through
data. I can't even imagine that. You blow through 22 gigs?
That's why I had to get on the
What? Map. Holy cow.
Here, let's see usage this
Are
month.
You kidding me? Starmie, he just said he blows through 22 gigs.
Not all the
Most
time.
Most families share like 5 gigs.
Yeah, that's crazy. Peasants.
Peasants.
I couldn't live that way.
Does it drop down to 3G if you go over 22 gigs?
No. They say that there's some slowdown after that, but I'm like, okay, well, I don't really.
Huh.
No. Oh, you just got a text.
Oh. Wow. You. Unbelievable, man.
Yeah. I use quite a bit of data.
You think?
Well, I mean. Yeah.
Is it because of your stupid game? Is that why?
No.
Yeah, it is. You need the internet to play that game. That's what it is.
Yeah, but that's not why I blow through so much data.
Yeah, right.
One of the reasons why for the longest time is that my phone is connected to my car through Bluetooth. And so if I'm playing a record with Apple Music, it didn't download the record. It's just kind of like
Don't refer
streaming
to them as records, please.
So I was streaming the album. So the whole time I'm using data to play that album car. And so all of a sudden I realized, whoa, dude, I'm using... So the cellular data usage right now, current period.
Talk to me.
36.9 gigs.
Oh my goodness. And I'm not saying that to you, Steve-O. Somebody just texted and said my son goes through 40 gigs?
Yeah, man.
You need to really find out what your son is doing. 40 gigs?
Oh, man.
How do you blow through 40 gigs? How does one person do that?
You can actually look at it on your phone to see what the cellular usage is. So.
Where do I go?
It could be music. It could be.
Yeah. Where do I go? Do I just go to the phone?
No, I mean.
There.
No. Give me your phone.
Tell me how many
I don't think it's that big a deal.
I think I share like
Current period, 1.2 gigs for you, my friend.
That's how much I've used?
Yeah.
See? Wow. Because I wait till I'm on Wi-Fi.
Oh,
that's what you do, Steve-O. I feel like you're a polluter.
I'm a polluter?
Yeah. Yeah. You're a polluter. You're stealing. I just feel like it's wrong to go through that many. I don't know why.
Why?
I just feel like it
why?
Is.
Why?
I feel like
that's. What does it matter?
I feel like that's wrong. Am I wrong?
Yes.
Starmie, am I wrong?
Yes. You are wrong.
Somebody is this anybody else losing their minds?
No,
over this?
Because somebody else just chimed and said, I've used 57.5.
Oh! What? Please tell me why. What do you do?
On the flip side,
you
somebody
not have
said,
Wi-Fi?
I don't understand how people can be so addicted to the internet. I haven't had the internet at home for 4 to 5 years now. My phone caps out at 3 gigs, and I've never gone over. See, look at this. Netflix, Hulu, that uses stuff anytime
yeah,
I'm not
but
on
you
Wi-Fi.
You have Wi-Fi. So you watch all that stuff when you don't have Wi-Fi?
But I mean, honestly, if my Wi-Fi is like junking out, especially in the evening, sometimes it gets like bogged down. So I'm like, pass, because everybody's at home using stuff, slowing everything down. I'm like, bleh. Jumping off this.
Well, that'd be nice if you had the unlimited data. I can totally get that.
People are chiming in saying, like our dear friend Thigpen, who I greatly appreciate, who is streaming us currently in New York. Shout out to Brooklyn! Actually, maybe Manhattan at this point, but a good chunk of his cellular data is wasted streaming our stupid show.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, so streaming stuff. Think about that. If you're podcasting in the car, which I do.
That's why you download it when you're at home, so you don't waste your data.
Gosh, you are so old.
These are all things you do, so you don't waste data. You
I
don't
am
go
not
over.
I don't think about that,
well, you
though.
Don't have to. You got
you're
unlimited. I'm so cool.
To me, that's weird. Like sitting at home going, you know what?
You got to think ahead.
I'm going to drive later today. What album do I think I want to listen to later so I can download it right now? No, dude, I'm like in the car and all of a sudden I'll go, ooh, you know what I haven't heard? Be Here Now by Oasis. I'm just going to throw that on.
Must be nice to be
I'll
rich.
Just throw that record on. It's not rich. I probably
nice
pay
rich.
Less than you.
No.
These two ginormous companies got together and were like, hey, if you happen to have this phone service and happen to have this satellite service, you're going to get a stupid discount and free unlimited. And I didn't even have to try. I was like, oh, I already have DirecTV and AT&T. Thanks for buying each other, guys.
Yep.
Cool.
Steve-O is hogging the internet.
I'm not.
You're a polluter. You're a web polluter. You're stealing all the Wi-Fi from everybody else. No, I'm not a socialist.
You are a socialist. You're like, everyone should get 2.5 gigs to share. Somebody said, actually, it helps your neighbors who have the same carrier. Limitations are enforced based on neighborhood average. By raising the average, less people are limited. Dude, for real, my neighborhood gets bogged down.
Put on your Bluetooth
Comcast.
So I can connect to you. I'm connecting my phone to yours
no,
so we can share data.
No,
you have unlimited. Why
care.
Does it matter?
Because after 22 gigs, it slows down.
There's no way we could. We'll,
I was
we'll
noticing
be fine.
A little slowdown.
You can have 10 gigs. I can have 10 gigs.
Okay, the 57.5 gigs person just chimed in with what they do. They stream Star 88 in the morning, then they Pandora, they rock Netflix, Hulu, YouTube. They're on their phone all day at work. They're allowed to listen to their phone while working, and so because of that, boom. 57.5 gigs.
Man.
Get over yourself.
I can't even imagine having unlimited.
Somebody else said, why would anyone not have unlimited? Am I right? I know. Peasant. Oh,
you know what?
You peasant.
I feel you.
Somebody said, I use 60 gigs. I podcast all day at work, 13 hours a day, 5 days a week, and Google Maps. There
wow.
you go.
Yeah, it makes sense now. I mean, if you don't use Wi-Fi...
I love it. So, excuse me, Bernie, will you please tell us your plan on how to redistribute the internet? Could you do that for us? Could you tell us how you would like it to be equal time for everyone?
I'm just kind of blown away
all
right
times.
Now. I honestly,
yes, socialist.
I've seen all of these new things. You know, all the cell companies are coming out with unlimited, and that's been pretty new. It's kind of a recent thing. So, I don't know. I think that would be amazing. I don't know what it's like to have unlimited.
Yeah. People are still chiming in on the washer dryer versus internet thing. But we got off on a tangent because you, for some reason, can't imagine.
You steal all the
normal
internet.
Why? There's no stealing,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you're stealing the internet.
It's not
man.
Like... Okay.
Yep, that's the reason why I sit at home and I can't jump on Netflix is because Steve-O Jeter and everybody else in the Starmies stealing the internet.
We're
from
not
me.
Stealing anything.
Well, it's all bogged down. Unbelievable.
Oh, a bunch of people chiming in. Whoa, 70 gigs.
What?
70 on that one.
Oh, my goodness. Polluters.
103 gigs.
You have Look to explain this. Yourself. If you have 100, if you use 103 gigs every month, you have to explain.
Why do you have to explain
because
yourself?
I need to know why you use 103 gigs.
Do you
gigs?
Not know like how much, like to just stream a film on, you know, Netflix or whatever?
1 gig. Yeah, I bet you it's around 1 gig. Because we've been in the situation before where we didn't have Wi-Fi because we were moving, and so we told the kids, you can watch one thing, and I think it turned out to be right around 1 gig, maybe a little bit over that, if you want to watch a two-hour film.
Watching movies or TV shows on Netflix uses about a gig of data per hour.
Per hour, so 2 gigs
now,
for
and
a two-hour
show. That is standard definition video. If you are watching an HD video,
oh man,
3 gigs per hour. 3 gigs per hour.
Yeah.
So think about that. If you're watching an HD video, and chances are you're watching a movie, couple hours there, that's already 6 gigs in one sitting for a couple hours on your phone.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. So it's not that hard to imagine, especially if these people decided to choose good internet at home. Now they're sitting at a laundromat watching videos on their phone.
Yeah, that's true.
Ha!
Yeah.
Tell me I'm right, Sanders!
Life is so hard without internet, guys. I don't know how you guys do it. If you're out there and you don't have internet, I don't know how you do it.
Okay. Somebody said, oh my goodness, if I didn't have unlimited data, I would be in so much trouble.
Yeah, think about how much money you would owe. Because it's expensive. When you go over, holy cow. It's like 10 to 15 bucks for an extra couple gigs to add on.
Yeah. Well, Ooh. That's why you just get unlimited. Because what happened was a couple months ago, it was when we went to Las Cruces, honestly, because there wasn't Wi-Fi anywhere, and the hotel Wi-Fi was terrible. So I wasn't on Wi-Fi for like 4 days.
Why wouldn't you let me connect?
No, I didn't have unlimited until seriously this month because we went to Las Cruces for the Las Cruces invasion. I'm sitting in a hotel for days without Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I got a boom, you've gone over. And I was like, oh no, how did I go over? I thought I had a pretty good chunk of, okay. And then like the next day, you've gone over. I went over 3 times, $45.
Oh.
So I called him up and I was like, hey, I don't know how I keep going over. It could be that I'm streaming stuff and I'm nowhere near Wi-Fi. They're like, that's how. And I'm like, but I have your TV service and your phone service. And they're like, oh, you should be on our unlimited plan. It doesn't cost you anything. In fact, it's going to be cheaper what? Now for you because I got a $25 discount on my TV bill.
Gosh.
So I was like, oh, should have called you a long time ago.
Must be nice.
I'm just saying, guys, if you are really like blowing through stuff like that, you might need to call your provider and say, hey.
Guys, with my data, honestly, if I'm not on Wi-Fi and I'm just waiting somewhere, hanging out with somebody that doesn't have Wi-Fi, the only time I really use data is I might click on my Instagram, my Facebook, my Snapchat, and just check on those things. Sometimes I'll even check out the news, but it's really I don't do anything else. You know, kind of lame. And then I stream things at home when I use a gig a month, guys. That's it. It's
pretty loud. In the arms of the angel.
I'm connecting to your iPhone right now.
Help a friend.
Hacking in.
Teach him how to use the internet correctly.
Yes.
Peasants like this man right here.
Unbelievable.
Who doesn't enjoy the finer things in life, like Netflix and Hulu.
I'm just blown away by that. I didn't know that people use that
thing called
much.
The internet.
Oof.
Streaming music and podcasts like your favorite shows. The Morning Invasion and The Morning Invasion.
See, Leslie, if you're still listening right now, my beautiful wife, I'm not on my phone all that much compared to everybody else.
Oh.
See there?
That's true. So true.
I would like to look at my wife's phone and see how much she uses. I bet she uses way more than me.
Okay.
Anyways, so there you go. People would rather have the internet, a better internet, better high-speed internet than a washer and dryer. It makes sense. It makes sense.
Man, but a member of the Starmie chimed in and said, but when was the last time you went to a laundromat? Because I had to recently because our dryer blew out. And man, oh man, that would be tough for me to say what I would prefer. A laundromat or a washer dryer or internet, because laundromats, no bueno. And you're going to end up spending a pretty good chunk at the laundromat, especially if you have a full family that you're constantly having to do laundry for. You might just want to think about, you know, upgrading to some better internet if that's really your jam, so that you can have a working washer and dryer in your place.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Ugh. I feel like I'm getting scammed. Because I've tried to get the higher speed, and I feel like it's exactly the same. I feel like they didn't do anything.
No, well, okay. I'm gonna be a nerd for a second and talk to you.
Please explain this to me.
When was the last time you upgraded, like, your router? Like, do you own your router?
Yeah, I upgraded that.
When?
Because they told me, because I wanted the higher speed.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, you need this modem, so we're going to send it to you. So I got a new modem.
So you got, wait, how
nothing
long ago?
Changed.
Yeah, but I'm not saying modem, I'm saying router. Cool, you have the fastest
There's two. I'm going to throw something. Two things? Yeah. One thing?
There's two things.
Yeah, I got two things.
You upgraded both of them.
Yes.
So you have a new router.
Yes.
And a new...
Gosh, I don't know.
I don't believe.
I don't know if I have a router weird,
because they don't give you routers. They give you a modem, and then you get a router. And chances are your router is 17 years old. It depends. You probably have like an old, terrible one with antennas that pop out the back.
Yeah.
That's why that you got in like 99, where it's like we can handle a.
Huh.
So you probably upgraded your router.
Yeah.
But now you have this really fast router, so you're probably getting those high speeds, but then your modem's probably like lightning. Wah! And so it's bringing it all in, but then it's supposed to send out that signal to your house through the router, and the router's like, I'm old. I'm the Bernie Sanders of routers. I'm going to evenly distribute 1 kilobyte per room.
I need you to come over and help me. I need you to come over and help me.
No, I can't. I'm busy.
No, I need you.
Forever.
All right, we got to take a break. That's why, huh? I've been wondering.
Oh, you're so adorable, said the live line. Just want to hold you like the old man and Up.
Guys, I don't know
just
anything
so cute.
About that stuff.
Little sweet old man, you.
People take advantage of me all the time.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, Quality Tam Tuesday. Hearts Like Lions, get this through. It's Star 88. Good morning.
Oh, hey.
Dex and Steve-O. Thanks for joining us on a rainy Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
What a beautiful day.
903.
High today of 60 degrees. Traffic. Taking a look at the roads, there's a few accidents to report. I-40 West at San Mateo Boulevard, that's exit 161. The right lane is blocked. That accident involving a bus. So you definitely want to steer clear of that area. Also an accident, I-25 North at Martin Luther King Jr. That's exit 224. The right lane is blocked there as well. So it's really slow going on I-25 if you're traveling north heading towards a Big Eye. Or I-25 South all the way back to Paseo as you get towards the Big Eye. Be very careful today. The roads are slick. It's getting wetter and wetter. Let's look at traffic.
Traffic!
Quality Tam will kick off as soon as she gets here. She likes to be late.
She does.
Let's tell you about something happened in July that you need to know about. If you haven't heard, Freedom Celebration going down. Friday, June 30th, Saturday, July 1st. We're making it 2 days this year, Isotope Stadium. It's a free event. Who do we got on Friday? Who's playing Friday at Isotope Stadium?
Zach Williams and the Newsboys, which is going to be awesome.
Then, on July 1st, we have Stephen Christian. He's going to be performing new music from his upcoming record, Wildfires. And he's going to be joined by Joey from Anne Berlin. They're going to be throwing down some Anne Berlin songs.
Yeah, they are. Dude, I met those guys the same day.
Really?
The first time I ever met them. It was just the two of them. They were coming through on a Tooth and Nail radio tour. And they were showcasing their brand new band.
Man, that's really cool.
Yeah. So I was really excited about that, to hear that he's going to be out here. So.
Say what you want. Who's Joey? Is he the guitarist?
Yeah, dude. Joey Sorry, Milligan.
Bro. My bad.
One of the founding members. One of the lead writers of all of the musics.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. Followed by Colton Dixon and Fireworks.
It was always fun watching that process when Steven was out here, when we were doing the morning show together. They were working on, which record was it? I don't even remember.
Cities.
No. And, you know, Joey would craft up some really rad little lick, you know, some cool riff, and then shoot off the music to Steven. And then with technology, I'd be driving and he'd just be in the passenger seat listening to this with like notes open, looking at like, to me, it was poems, you know what I mean? But obviously, it was just lyrics that he had written. And he would, like, all right. And then you just start, like, singing. And it was so it yeah. was really cool to see how they did that.
Would he be like, oh, excuse me,
they wouldn't do that every time.
Excuse me.
But
you had your down. Say what you... Wait, hold on. Say what you want from me.
It was really cool to see because it was a process, obviously. Yeah. And so Joey would write a lot of the music and then send it off to him. And then he'd put his words to it. That's and it cool. was really rad because you'd see how he would craft and create different melodies and different things. And still one of my favorite bands. Those guys were phenomenal.
Never even heard of them.
Yeah. They Never. Were called Anne Berlin.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, good dudes. So can't wait for that. And he's also going to be performing songs from Wildfires, his new solo project. And I got to say, it is a Stephen Christian project. I don't even know how else to say it because you've got Anne Berlin, you've got Anchor and Braille. This is very much a Stephen Christian project. It's phenomenal. I can't say more than that. It's really, really, really good. So
I think I have, here's a little taste from Wildfires.
Okay.
You have your fire in your life. It burns through your soul. Come to me, down to the river we go.
You're an idiot.
What? Little sample for you. oh, man.
Good job, buddy.
There it is. Freedom Celebration, Friday, June 30th, and Saturday, July 1st, Isotope Stadium. It's free. Get there early because it fills up quick, and then you're going to be sitting outside listening to all of the greatness. We're going to be there emceeing the event this year.
Yeah.
Again, and a message from Pastor Skip Heitzik, of course.
Hey, have you seen that we've got a new Twitter?
Star88 has a new Twitter?
Yeah, I'm really stoked about this. It's at Star88Recent. So if you go over to twitter.com/Star88Recent, maybe you listen to music throughout the day on Star88 and you never know who the artist is.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new Twitter called Star88Recent, which is our now playing. So every single time we play a song, it tweets out the artist and the name of the song.
Oh, that's cool.
How great is that? So it's literally just a Twitter where every single song is tweeted out so you can know.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
Good.
So we just dropped that yesterday. So
yesterday and there's already been 1,000 tweets.
Well, I mean every single song. That's think crazy. About that.
Wow.
It's been around for a few days, but
right on.
Testing it and doing everything
and
now it's
that.
Like actually finally live. So every single song gets tweeted out by our now playing list at Star88Recent.
Cool.
Boom.
All right, and I've been wanting to do this for a few days now, and I always forget, but I got to play the audio of this dad. There's a father of 5 girls, and you can't blame the guy for going crazy when he found out, when he was in the delivery room, and his wife was giving birth to their newborn baby. Again, He has five girls. Here is his reaction when he found out that he just had a baby boy.
Yeah. You
want to
know? It's a boy.
Oh!
Come on!
Picture.
Oh my God, I love it!
Picture.
Yeah, baby!
Still photos.
Oh my God! Oh my God! I got a boy! You say it, baby!
Boys.
This is the first one after five girls! Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Can you imagine?
I know. I cannot.
Have a seat, please.
Oh my God!
Have a seat, please.
I'm high-headed.
Don't scare me.
Oh my God!
We're gonna have to ask you to leave.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
He can't believe it.
Babe, we did it.
Oh.
And the mom's going. We? What is we?
Yeah, we? I did it.
I am pushing out a baby.
He is 53 years old, has twin girls, Arena and Colette, from his first marriage. Daughters, Mia and Jolie, they're 5'3", and Giselle, is one. And now there's a little Gerard. He was born on March 8th, and he got his boy. He got his boy.
That's pretty amazing.
I feel like that would be the Jeter family. If you guys continue to have kids, you would just continue to kick out boys, man.
Yep.
Just kick out boys.
I'm good. I'm done.
And then after like the seventh, you'd have that girl.
Oh, gosh. Sorry. I just almost fainted.
Oh, man.
I'm good, man.
Yeah, three is enough. Yeah. We have friends that have more than three, and I just, wow, I don't know how they do it. I mean, you have to want to have that many kids because three, I thought two was pretty good, and then that third one came, and
once you're outnumbered, it doesn't matter anymore.
Different world,
might as well,
man.
Have 19.
Yeah, if you're thinking about having that third,
stop it.
I'm just saying, really think it through. Really think it through, because it is really hard.
Your baby is Landon.
Well, yeah,
he's like your jam, man. He's your fave.
Of course. Yeah, but when they're babies, it's hard. Now, it's not as hard. It really isn't as hard. I think when they were younger,
you're like contradicting yourself right now.
But it takes many
years.
Three
is terrible. But once they're older, it's amazing. I wouldn't change it for anything.
Yeah,
I love everything about it.
They take care of themselves now. I don't really have to do much.
Yeah, so I disagree that three became harder. Because I had two older boys that were super helpful and wanted to take care of the little brother.
That would be a good situation.
Jack and Luke were like changing diapers, and it was great. Are you kidding me?
I think all three of our kids were in diapers at one point. Well, maybe Caleb wasn't, but we had two in diapers. And Cam is here, guys. She finally came to us. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, gents.
How are you?
Great.
I like your 90s attire.
Thank you for that.
Whoa, you do look 90s.
Yeah, totally.
Sporting a flannel and some...
It's totally awesome.
Some cons and...
Yeah.
Just jeans. Is it... Where
it's
you,
a comfy
are you off
day.
Today or...
Yeah, I'm not going to be on camera. At least I don't think I'm going to be. I'm in trouble if I am.
No way, man. That's a great outfit.
Yeah, thank you. Just have a little tee on under my flan, you know?
We were just talking about this dad who has five girls and his wife. They waited to find out the gender.
Yeah.
And he finally had his baby boy.
Didn't find out until baby was being delivered.
Yeah. And so this was his reaction after finding out that he finally got a baby boy.
Oh! Come on!
Picture.
Oh, my God, I love it.
And he goes off for like 5 minutes. Just,
you're a baby,
They finally have to ask him to leave because she's still delivering said baby. And he's like scaring everyone.
Oh, my gosh. Please tell me he had tons and tons and tons of hits.
Oh, yeah.
How many?
He was on Good Morning America.
Enough to go on Ellen DeGeneres?
Sure.
Because I think that's so cool.
It is really cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, when I was born, it was a little different.
Yeah,
we all wept.
My dad, little close enough. My dad,
devastated. Really,
he was so excited because he wanted another boy, and then I came out, and the doctor said it's a girl, and I guess my mom, she said I looked at your dad, and he looked at the nurse, and he said, "Are you sure?
Oh.
Check again."
And can you're positive? And so then my mom was like, you know, he was a little shocked. And they were supposed to have like six kids. It turns out, I guess I was the kicker.
Wow.
It was done after me.
Really?
My dad said, he says that there's just nothing. He said that he was terrified when he had a girl. And that it was just like, yeah, not going to happen. He just wasn't down with it at all. And I was like, well, what do you do? But now I can see, because my dad is just like, I mean, he loves his baby girl. Sure. I'll always be his baby girl. Like, he's like, hey, baby girl. He's always mm-hmm. calling me that, always. Which I think is fantastic. And he and I have a great relationship. So that's really cool.
Nice. That's good.
He was a little concerned for me because some trauma happened to me, guys.
What?
On Saturday.
What happened?
Well,
what was Saturday?
Saturday was just, it was the weekend.
Okay.
And I leaned down to throw some stuff away before I went into bed. And when I came back, I smacked the back of my head so hard. Yes.
That was you.
On the door frame. This thing. The inside of that. That thing. So I've been a little, I've got mixed
emotions.
Were you
concussed?
I want to ask you guys what you think, because here's where I'm at. Okay, Saturday, I hit it, right?
Uh-huh.
I can't even, it hurt so bad I could not breathe. I thought I was going to throw up right then and there. Then I got dizzy for like 15 seconds straight, like just straight dizziness.
Your left eye is wandering right now.
It is on my left side.
Yeah, it's wandering.
It is wandering a little?
Yeah, it's going to the right.
It's actually real. It feels floating around.
It does feel a little detached.
It feel a little off.
Okay, so I hit it. And then I went to bed like 20 minutes later.
No, you're not supposed to do that.
I didn't know.
Wait, you went to bed? Why?
Because it was right before bed.
You're not supposed to go to sleep.
No, you were supposed to stay awake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, definitely supposed to stay awake.
Isn't that like a myth?
No.
We should look that up.
No.
Isn't that like a myth? I want to throw something at you. No, it is not a myth.
Concussions, man.
It's real.
So then, I'm about to explain to you why I smell like frankincense oil.
Okay,
because and why my hair looks so greasy.
Working nativity
scene. So
thank you. Wasn't that funny? Why do you laugh at the stupid things?
That was a good one. I do not blame that on the head trauma.
Now we know you're concussed. Nope, she's laughing at idiocies.
That was great.
Wasn't even that good.
I would have expected that during Christmas, but not now. Right. That was so great.
Because it's April. That's why it was funny. Because really, he was probably born around April. Okay, so if anything, it makes more sense.
It makes more sense. So then Sunday rolls around. We're doing Technicolor Joy. I'm in extremely too tight of pants because the paint had shrunk my pants. So I could hardly get them on.
Which
but
was
I made
hilarious.
It. I made it through.
I mean, awesome. That was awesome.
So we had, you know, for those of you who visited us this weekend, we had like...
You
had
to
the
wear
amazing
all
chance
white.
Of wearing all white.
Oh man!
And they splattered
but wait,
our clothes.
More.
And they splattered our clothes with paint, invisible paint.
Yeah.
And then when you put a black light on it, then that's
for the
when
last
it, like,
song.
For the last song.
Oh,
then boom! Technicolor Joy.
And
okay.
They all look like a CSI crime scene.
Yeah.
So. And didn't put enough paint on them.
Oh,
just looked dirty.
I was covered in paint, except
really?
For the fact that I didn't have enough black light, so you couldn't really see it.
Yeah.
But when I stood really close to it, you could see like a little bit on my shoe, maybe. Like, and I was like, this is the worst. I need more black light. Where's my black light, man? So, anyway, so I got through the weekend and we sang and we had a great time and everything was wonderful. Technicolor Joy, it's a new series about having joy through pain. It was really cool.
Which is perfect.
Which is literally what I was going through. Had tons of pain in my head.
Yet you're here complaining.
And now I've
obviously
had this
need to go podcast
strange
that again.
Headache. I've had this strange headache. That is sort of lingering now towards the front of my head and then around the back and around by my ears.
Yes.
So I'm not sure. I went to this essential oils thing last night because a friend of mine is doing essential oils and stuff. So I happened to walk in right when she's talking about like the healing process and this and this. And then she's like, is anybody here injured or what? And I was like, actually. And so I tell her that I had this little head trauma. I smacked my head pretty hard. So she straight up, not just kind of. Like a little oil, like a little dibble dabble there. Right.
Did she say any weird?
She poured the whole bottle of frankincense on my head.
Did she do a seance? Did she say like
another working illustration of the woman who dumped
the
perfume
on
Jesus.
Yes.
So it was pretty crazy. But we had a great time. I don't know what this. Oh yeah, he did the pod. No, the worship song. I guess.
Oh, is that the
end? Oh, there we go. You got to click this. You got to click this. Oh,
okay, I got you.
There it is.
Well, you don't have to talk about this, Tam.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm just doing it for my own pleasure.
Sure, sure. So then, so basically, I guess it's not posted yet. That's what you're looking at.
Yeah, it's okay.
So, so guys, I've had this headache. I woke up this morning. It still aches a little and tingles a little.
Just seeing how you react to that.
Okay. I thought you were going to punch me in the face.
No,
man.
I
follow my finger. No, but with just your eyes. No, nope, stop moving your head. Oh, no.
There's two.
You need the hospital. Well,
how many fingers am I holding up?
So what are your...
How many fingers are there? How many... Weird.
So basically, what do you guys suggest?
Go to the
doctor. Do you have any doctors listening right now? Maybe they could just give me some free
advice.
Actually,
somebody chimed in and said that sleep is actually good to help the brain recover. A person can go to sleep following a concussion. If he or she is awake and able to hold a conversation, no other symptoms such as dilated pupils or trouble walking should be present before sleeping. So,
oh, yeah, dilated pupils.
Are my pupils dilated? Can you tell me?
No. They look fine.
Is dilated bigger or smaller?
Bigger.
I totally forgot.
Bigger.
That's right. Dilated. Yeah. Kind of like when you're having a baby. Well, you guys wouldn't. Well, you would.
Yeah.
So then...
Maybe you are concussed because you're not carrying on a very rational conversation.
Then,
it's Tuesday.
The pain is still there a little.
Yep. No.
So,
yeah, same.
So I just asked my husband because we're doing a safety training just now.
Uh-huh.
And I came out and I asked him, I said, hey, before I leave... does my hair look really greasy?
Hey, Sons.
You know, I'm worried about you, girl.
Hey, Sons.
He looks
at
me.
Okay.
He looks at me with the sweetest eyes, and he just says, yeah, it just
I think you are concussed.
He says, yeah. It just looks like you're covered in oil. It looks like what it is. You just got tons
Which is
of
that,
oil
is
in your
that
hair.
Why you're wearing flannel and jeans and cons?
Doesn't
like,
look like
I'm
you're
just gonna
in
listen
oil.
To Nirvana. I'm going grunge today with my frankincense.
Get your stonewashed jeans on.
You are owning it. I don't mind stealing bread. Temple of the Dog.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. And now I look a little 90s, a little, I guess.
A little. That's hilarious.
But guys,
no, you are
But
90s.
My hair yeah. is like...
My hair.
Is it oily?
No, okay. It doesn't look oily.
It does look really oily.
Oh, gosh. We need a doctor
somebody,
But I
somebody.
Smell like frankincense.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
I hated to wash... I took a shower, but I hated to wash my hair because if I wash my hair, that's like $60.
Steve-O. She's not okay right
this
now.
This is my favorite part. Remember how we were having a normal conversation
yes.
and she wasn't here and people were like, dude, I'm missing some quality on time Tam. We need to get her in here. You guys are struggling. And now I'm wondering how everyone's feeling. Are they
Me
still
too.
Wishing that?
Yeah.
You wish this upon us. Careful what
this,
you wish for, Starmie.
This just
this
went up a notch.
This is what you get.
This
That's
just
right.
went up a notch.
Just went up a notch.
And like I say, this is 88.3 and you know, Good it's job. 88.3 when I'm here. It's 88.2 when I'm not here.
Okay.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Thank you for that.
How dare you?
True story.
Okay.
True story.
Whew, damn. I don't know, man. I don't
Injured.
Know if I don't know if you're okay or not.
I mean,
about
do
you.
I still go to the doctor? It's been four. This is my third day. What day is it?
No, you'll be fine.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Are you
Tuesday.
Dizzy? Are you dizzy?
No.
You're not dizzy.
Not a lot.
What? So you are dizzy?
like a little.
Okay, then you should go to the doctor. If you're dizzy, that's not okay.
Not like dizzy, but like I'm like a little. Like
Off
I feel
balance?
Like I'm a little. Just a little. But the pain...
More than normal, you never get dizzy like this or
yeah.
off.
Yeah, like I feel off.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I normally
Well, then
feel.
You should go. You should go get checked out.
No!
Whatever. We have good insurance. Go.
I'm going to think about it.
Seriously. Use it.
I'm going to think about it.
Ugh. What are you scared of?
Should I wrap my flannel shirt around my waist?
No, your head.
No, waist, dude. Obviously,
no,
90s,
head.
Bro. Except it's pink. It's like throwing me... It's
pink
like it wants
black.
To be 90s. You got that at Forever 21, didn't you?
I did. No.
What? So I, shocked.
I got
Shock
a Charlotte.
Face.
I got a Charlotte Russe.
Okay.
I got a Charlotte Russe.
I don't even know what that is either.
Yeah. It's a place.
People are saying that you need to step into the camera so that they can see your hair and judge for themselves. Because
okay.
you're not on the
it's
webcam
not greasy
right
at all.
Now.
Here I go. I'm going to show you. I'm going to take my headphones off so you can see it. And then I'm going to turn around so you can see the back of my head, too. Should I get in that camera? It's a little closer by Steve-O.
Okay. Here, come over here.
Okay.
Come over here.
Here I go.
I don't know.
Star 88.fm if you would like to
chime in here. I'm going to get out of the way.
This is so weird.
This is weird.
Tam hit her head. That's why she's acting like this.
Okay.
She hit her head really hard.
We're moving over. Star88.fm. Yeah. There's a watch now button.
Super weird.
If you'd like to watch us, it's really weird. Okay.
She's usually off. I mean, she's usually off. She's really off.
You. Yeah, no, I got it. I got it. Thanks, bro.
Smell it. Smell my head. Here it goes.
Man.
Oh, yeah, I think it smells good.
Yeah, it's frankincense.
You guys are just your digestive.
You know what?
I feel you.
No, yeah, I know. I live in a home where we're constantly diffusing oils and whatnot, mm-hmm. and that was still pretty potent for me.
Mm. Yeah.
You maybe it's not anything other than the fact that you took a bath in frankincense.
I did.
So that could very well be it as well.
Drenched.
I don't know the side effects of too much frankincense, but you're not making sense. Am I right?
I did tell a lady that I had injured my head. What did
ninjured
she do?
Injured my head?
I had injured my head.
You are not okay, Tam.
And do you know, she walked right up to me and grabbed my head, started rubbing it and hurting me and everything. I'm probably going to die, but I'll see you on the other side.
Okay. Guys, we got to take a break. I think Tam needs to go to the hospital.
I do too.
Right. Now I have a massage tomorrow. There's no time for this.
Hang out with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
The State Department is promoting President Trump's private club, Mar-a-Lago Resort, on its website. Critics complain taxpayer dollars are being used to promote the so-called Winter White House.
GM vehicles had some issues with faulty ignition switches, but now the Supreme Court has turned down an appeal by General Motors as the current company claimed it was not liable.
The Senate has confirmed former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue as the country's new Secretary of Agriculture.
Members of the U.S. Senate invited to the White House for a briefing on North Korea.
An American space station astronaut has set a new orbital endurance record.
New Orleans has become the latest city to remove a Confederate monument.
An update on former President George H.W. Bush. He's still resting comfortably in a Houston hospital after his most recent bout with pneumonia. The 92-year-old Mr. Bush could be going home by the end of this week.
That's not an update. We have an update. Literally doing the exact same thing.
Sorry. Update.
The update is that he could be gone in a week, man.
Wow.
Sad day.
Such a pessimist.
Gosh.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Dex, Steve-O, Tam, 936.
High today of 60 degrees.
Is it?
Traffic!
Oh, beautiful.
Taking a look at the roads right now. There are no accidents to report. Just kidding. Just happened.
Oh.
Coors Boulevard at Paseo del Norte. Unfortunately, there's an accident reported there. Right at Coors and Paseo. I don't have more information than that, unfortunately, so I can't give you which direction. But that is happening right now. Coors and Paseo. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Diddly diddly diddly.
Man,
I'm super bummed right now for UFC fighters.
Yeah,
why?
You
tell
should
me.
Be.
Tell me why.
I thought I would look up just to see how much some of these fighters made.
Ooh, that was good.
He kind of
sounds like
him
a little bit.
Don't encourage him.
Wow. Keep those hips at a minimum. Okay. Nope, he's going further.
So UFC Fight Night happened.
Mm-hmm.
Our boy Diego Sanchez, John Dotson, Cub Swanson, they all fight out of Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And you can look up to see how much these fighters make.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, most UFC fighters only fight one, maybe two times a year. That's it.
Okay.
Some will fight more. There's fighters that will do that, like Cowboy Donald Cerrone.
Yeah.
He'll fight up to four times.
When I sang the national anthem, I saw a guy from, I believe, he was the redhead guy. I saw him fight twice.
The redhead guy. Dan Hardy.
From Mexico or something. It was like throws you off.
This was Jackson's MMA series?
I was just singing in the ring before that.
Right. That's not UFC, though. That's like amateur pro fights.
But is there a redhead guy that's from Mexico?
Sure.
Okay. That's great. Well, the first time I sang the national anthem was at a UFC.
Yeah.
It was UFC.
No, it wasn't UFC.
It was.
When the UFC came here?
No, it was like I don't remember.
Where was it?
I don't remember.
It was a UFC fight.
It was literally a Jackson's fight.
MMA
fight. I have to call my buddy and see what's
MMA series fight.
No, UFC. It was a UFC.
I was told it was UFC.
Okay, well, okay. Maybe that's how they explained it to you. Do you know the UFC? Well, there's these MMA fights.
Yeah, it's probably MMA.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, so I'm looking at how much these fighters are getting paid.
Which ones, UFC or MMA?
This is UFC. These are professional. This is the top. So this is NBA. Like if the NBA was mixed martial arts, you know, like you would think that they would be making millions of
dollars. Tell me they get $6 a punch.
Oh, they'd probably be making more money if they got six bucks a punch. But no, these guys don't make very much. So Cub Swanson, he was the headliner for UFC Fight Night.
It's one of the best fighters in the world. Gosh, I love watching.
He got $20,000 for his fights.
But then you got to realize he's got to pay his camp. So, like, how much of that goes back to the gym?
Right.
What that he fights out
There's a certain percentage that goes back to the camp.
I mean, obviously, half of that's going to get taken away thanks to the government.
Yep, taxes.
You know what I mean? Taxes.
Oh, man.
Paying taxes on that.
He's walking away with, like, -$4.
So, again, these fighters usually only fight once, maybe twice a year.
Okay.
Our boy Diego Sanchez.
Yeah.
Yeah. $20,000.
Which is crazy because here's the thing. He fought Al Aquinta, right?
Al Aquinta.
Yeah. And how much did he get?
$5,000.
Right? $5,000. And he, man.
$5,000.
He has a 5-fight win streak.
He got punched in the face over
and over. He had a 98-second fight with Diego and knocked Diego out, which was so hard to watch.
Now, if he would have got fight of the night, he could have got the bonus, which is $50,000.
Right.
But they only... give but that to one fighter.
So remember that movie, what is it, Brothers or Warriors or something like that?
Where the brothers fight? You're always so good with details.
Yes.
They fight each other.
That was a good movie.
And how much were they going to win? Wasn't that like a big money?
Yeah, but that
was
wasn't
that realistic?
No.
Would you say that's realistic?
That wasn't realistic.
No.
Now, you have people like Conor McGregor and there's guys in the UFC that are making millions of dollars.
Yeah.
But that's really rare. It's sad to see how much these guys who've been in the game for a long time, Diego Sanchez has been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he was making way more than that at one point, but...
You're going to call me crazy, but I'm pretty sure I sang the national anthem for Diego Sanchez.
Okay.
Maybe you did, Tam. Maybe you did.
I did. I have to ask my friend.
Do you remember what venue it was at? Was it in Albuquerque at Tingley Coliseum?
No.
Then it wasn't UFC, because UFC's only been to Albuquerque one time.
One time.
And it was at Tingley. It was 3 years ago, 2 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. It was 2 years ago.
It wasn't at Tingley. It was at Tingley.
It was at Tingley.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm saying it was at Tingley. I'm repeating you. So I need to ask myself if I sang at Tingley.
Let's just say you did. You did. You sang.
I can't remember.
You did.
Such a small detail that we're just still talking about.
I just feel like I should know this. You know what I mean? And because I know everywhere that I sing. I mean, I think about it before I go and sing there.
Sure.
So there's that. So this is just embarrassing that I don't know where the heck I sang.
Our boy John Dotson, the magician, made $10,000.
Man.
The magician?
Yeah. And Eddie Wineland.
Is that his stage name, or did he actually come from doing magic?
No, he knows magic. Okay. Eddie, the guy that he beat, he got $15,000.
Eddie!
By the way, the live line's like blowing up with Canelo Alvarez is the dude that you're thinking of.
Thank you.
Mexican from, he is UFC, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate you, all of you people.
Okay.
Bless you.
Yeah, so Al, who fought Diego this last weekend, it was a hard fight to watch because, Diego threw down. They went out there and Al didn't back down, man. And he knocked Diego out, I believe, that was the first time ever, right, in Diego's career? And so he got $5,000. He was off the UFC post-fight bonus list, and he actually spoke out this week about that. And
he's probably going to get kicked out of the UFC.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Because he was talking about how he's never gotten a bonus in the sport. And
he had some words for Dana White, the president of the UFC.
Because he was saying that a $50,000 bonus, it's not just a little something extra. It's not a bonus. $50,000 is like three times what some of these guys pay. It's not a bonus. It's life-changing stuff.
Yeah.
And it looks great, but he says that's the way that the UFC will control you, because the guys that got the bonus were the ones that said, I just want to thank Silva, and I want to thank Dana White, and I want to thank the company, and think, and then they get these bonuses. and he knocked Diego out in 98 seconds, and he didn't get a bonus, and so he's kind of like, "Hey, man."
Oh.
So I don't know a ton more than that, but yeah, I don't know whether I actually agree with his statements or anything, but yeah, it is interesting when you take a look at what actually goes down in the UFC, because they make millions. Granted, this was on Fox Sports.
They do make a
ton. This wasn't a pay-per-view. But
more than a ton.
Yeah, they do.
It's really sad. And that's a sport that just knocks years off your life.
Yeah.
I know. So I guess my question is like, what then drives you?
Yeah, well, it's got to be fire, passion.
Yeah.
As Diego would say,
for,
the lion
for
heart.
For what?
To be the best.
To fight. I'm not dogging on this. We watch these as well. I've always wondered this. I wondered, what is it that drives them? Is it pride? I beat up this guy.
Competitiveness. I'm not a fighter. I'm not a fighter at all. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. I've played sports growing up, and I love sports, and so I know what that feels like to want to win and to just compete.
Yeah.
So there has to be something with these fighters that's inside them that they want to.
Yeah.
Because I would not say that it's just like arrogance or pride or wanting to beat up other people, because you take a look at the main event this last week, Cub Swanson. He was going against a dude who basically talked trash to get there.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't even worthy of a shot against Cub, in my opinion. Cub Swanson was what? Ranked 4?
Yeah.
This guy's unranked, talking trash, saying these things, and Cub was like, "You know what? I'm going to give you your opportunity. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this." And he very well could have, man, he did take him to task. But at the end of the fight, he also hugged him around the neck, and they were totally cool. And post-fight was saying, these are the type of fights where you grow bonds. And of course, I know he said a lot of negative things beforehand, but I know that was just game plan to try and get the fight, and it worked. He got the fight. We just had an epic bout, and it's one that I'll cherish. And so it wasn't like this machismo crazy, I want to beat somebody up. There was athleticism. There was competitiveness. And at the end of it, they shook hands like gentlemen, and so I
and
don't
also,
see that.
There's I think there's this the side, like, there's a guy that I knew who used to say, he was like, this is all that I'm good at, and so this is what I want to do, and it gives me validation, and it gives me something to look forward to, whatever. Now, other people that I've talked to who actually fight, there's a technique, there's a way in which you come at it, and it's really challenging to your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to think through these different moves,
well,
and you
it's
have
a
to
chess
think
move.
Quicker than very much so. Yeah,
grappling and all the jiu-jitsu, everything.
That's all sports.
Chess.
That is all sports. So I see that, I think, as a competitive thing. I just sometimes it's like you have to weigh the options also of like of their brains.
Yeah.
I mean, their brains are getting rattled.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And you see, this is what's sad about,
I think, I have a concussion.
This sport. In football, whether it's football or any other sport that's contact, these guys, especially fighters, when they're done with their careers, which usually they're done in their mid 30s.
Yeah.
If they're lucky, they make it to their mid 30s.
Totally.
And when they're done, they don't know what to do.
Right.
And a lot of them get hooked on pills, drugs.
Yeah.
And they've lost themselves, because fighting has been everything for them, and now they're just lost.
So there's a guy in our family, he's played for the Cardinals and for the Rams, and he is, I believe he's 30, might be 36 now, and he has retired now from the NFL. And he is, you know, when we see him, like, he doesn't look like he's limping or anything like that, but he's a teacher now, and he really loves it. He loves being a teacher, and I'm so thankful that he's out of that now. But the dude has so many issues. He's got, you know, he's got pains in different places, and he's really got to keep his fitness up, because it's what's keeping him, you know, from like all the pain. Cause I mean, it's weird. It's a catch-22. You have to still take care of yourself in order to take care of yourself. But yet you're in so much pain that it's hard to take care of yourself because you're in so much pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's been interesting to see him too along this road the last 10, 15 years, and see him, you know, when he got in, and it was amazing. And then, you know, going to play, and it was a lot. It was really cool to watch and everything else. But the hard part is watching them transition out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pain that comes with that.
It's
and he's got little girls, so he's trying to pick up his girls, and you know, we're sitting there, and it's like, you're enjoying Thanksgiving dinner, but you see him, like, the little girls want to go play and hang on dad, but sometimes it's a little hard to do.
Well, you know, and you look at somebody like Diego Sanchez, who is one of the coolest people you'll ever meet in your life. He's got a beautiful family. Mm-hmm. And of course you want him to continue in the sport because he loves it. You love watching the guy. Mm-hmm. He puts on a fight every time. This is the first time he's ever been knocked out.
Yeah.
So you want him to retire at his age because you don't want to see
him go downhill.
Yeah. You know, 10 years, 15 years from now, you never know, you know, from getting hit so many times from all the concussions that he's received over the years, you don't know what his life is going to be like in the next 15, 20 years.
Right.
But he's got this Rocky heart. He's got this Rocky Balboa heart where he just doesn't want to stop.
Yeah, and I think that's up to him. You know what
I
mean?
It is up to him. But everybody else is kind of.
But I also think it's up to his wife, and it's up to medical doctors, and if people are calling it. But I don't necessarily know that he's there yet. I mean,
I don't know.
I would love to get him back in studio.
I just got a confirmation from my mother.
Okay,
thank you, Mom, for texting in. She figured it out for me.
Man, you were that person.
We've been waiting.
I was singing at the MMA stuff, but. It sounds like I sang for Diego before he was UFC.
There you go. There you go.
That's when I met
him. That's a long time ago. How old are you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you that old?
Answer the phone.
And then the other one is...
I was really hoping to
sing at Tingley, but that was for the PBR.
There you go.
That was what that was for.
All right. So thank we you, confirmed mother. No UFC.
You sang for a PBR? Yeah. I don't know if you could say that, man.
I did. I sang for
like
PBR.
Like the alcoholic beverage?
For the rodeo. For bull riding. Professional bull riding.
Got it.
Just wanted to confirm that.
I know.
And that was a Tingley. It was a blast. It was packed out. It was amazing. It was fantastic. My head is killing me. Can I just say, it is so hard to focus with you guys here. It's already so hard to focus when I come in here.
You probably knocked off a couple years of your life.
I might have. Oh, but can I just say, I met this girl this past weekend and she was so sweet. She actually told me that I looked about 7 years younger than I really am.
Oh,
I was really thankful. And maybe my skin just is looking younger these days. I don't know. So I appreciate that. So thanks for that. I may get some wrinkles now.
Honestly, Tam, you really don't look very old.
I don't?
No, you don't.
That's fantastic.
If I met you, I would say...
Not a day over 55.
I'd say 27.
Okay.
I'm serious. 27.
That's almost 30, man.
What?
You're supposed to be like 23.
How old are you?
I can't remember.
Are you 25?
I have amnesia. Don't you know?
Oh.
Short-term memory loss.
I thought you were in your 30s.
Happens to the best of us.
Unbelievable. All right. You missed out this morning. Now, Starman, I gotta recap this because earlier in the 7 o'clock hour, we had one of the greatest letters. It was so long.
Today is one of those days that you have to podcast.
Yeah.
It's just a phenomenal show that...
It was so good.
Man,
and then
you
just press stop once you get to Quality Tam Tuesday.
Probably. No.
You just can nip it.
I want to recap this because tomorrow we have an update. This guy writes in and he is in a situation where he met this girl.
Yeah.
And he kind of fell for her. She's godly. She's beautiful. They have everything in common. And... So they were hitting it off. He goes on a trip to Israel. When he gets back, she's really not interested. So we were talking about how maybe there was somebody else that came into the picture and maybe that's why, or maybe she just wasn't into him. We don't know.
Yeah.
Well, he runs into her at a restaurant with her father, sits down. They have a conversation. Well, when he was in Israel, he had bought her an old Bible, Hebrew Bible.
That's so sweet.
And he wanted to give it to her, but since she wasn't returning any of his texts and messages and all
he's like, I'm not going
to
force
this. I don't know if this girl's into me. And, you know, he's wanting advice if he should give the book to her. And he did confirm that she didn't want to take it to the next step.
Okay.
So he got that.
Got
so he decided to move on, but then he wanted to know, well, should I give her the Bible still?
Right.
Everybody said, yeah, you should because you want to have closure with this. So we get him on the phone.
He called him?
Yeah, he comes on the phone, and he tells us that he's meeting up with her this afternoon to give her the Bible. He runs into her at the Mercy Me concert at Calvary. And he said he was working the event and ran into her. So he kept running into her. And I kept thinking, man, this is meant to be. You got to tell her how you feel.
Oh, my gosh.
So I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know if he's going to share his feelings on how he feels with her this afternoon. But he is going to give her the Bible. And he's moving away to Ohio.
Where's it? Why?
Okay, he got a really good job. Good, he finished job. Grad school.
Oh, but wow. He, like,
but he needs to share.
This was why, like, 5 minutes ago, I was like, this is really one you should just podcast.
He needs to share.
Like, let me tell you everything anyways.
I got to update everybody because it was unbelievable.
Right, so check out the podcast. Actually, it's pretty
There's
phenomenal.
There's more to the story.
Oh, much more.
The letter was so well written, and it was just, it was a great story. It was almost like he had stole this from another book.
Israel.
Maybe Israel, I don't know.
Yeah, but you'll never know because it's in Hebrew, and he probably is the only guy who can read it.
All right, but we have an update tomorrow.
Oh, man.
We'll see if...
That's exciting.
Maybe she'll move to Ohio with
it. I don't know. Maybe she's just not feeling it, and she's like, I just don't know about
I think
this.
It's another girl or another guy. I think she's into another person.
For sure. She's got to be. I'm
concerned
for his
No, she doesn't got to be.
No, she doesn't got to
be. Well, why would she
be
into him at first and then all of a sudden? Why would she be into him at first and then all of a sudden he goes to Israel on a trip, comes back, and she's not?
Maybe she just had some time apart and she realized, you know what? I'm not feeling it as much. I don't miss him.
Mm.
Like, I don't know. Something's not
Everybody
there.
Everybody agreed with me.
Everybody. There might be someone else. And if there is, I think she should just say it. She should just say, there's someone else. I'm interested in someone else.
Yeah.
Or you were a rebound, and I'm really sorry. That was my bad.
Dang, dude.
You got to be nice. And you just got to
tell people. There's so much.
Wow, you guys had a really eventful morning this morning.
Yeah.
We did.
It was really good.
My goodness.
It's really good.
That's fantastic.
Just looking forward to that update tomorrow.
Wow. Good for you.
All right. Anything else, Tam, before you get out of here? Pray for Tam. She has a concussion.
I'm trying to think quick, and my brain is thinking a little slower. So I've got to, because there was so much that I just wanted to come in here and blast you guys on, but I just.
You want
to
blast us on something?
No, just like, you know, happy blast.
Oh.
Well, like kind ahead. Of a happy blast, but, you know.
Do it. Blast it.
There's just some times when you want to do that. I also want to see, did you guys get my text message?
The pug?
The pug life? Instead
good.
Of Thug Life?
Yeah, you texted us while we were currently talking on air. And I'm like, how does she do that? She hasn't like taken a breath this whole time she's talking.
I haven't even seen you pick
and
up
all
your
of
phone.
A sudden, all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm like, wait, how is she texting me? She's still not breathing and talking the whole time. And I seriously didn't see you do that. Was that straight from your pocket?
Oh my gosh. Guys, I'm stealthy like that. I did see two movies this weekend.
What'd you see?
And I wanted to tell you guys that I saw the movie Gifted.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it.
Never even heard of it.
I know, neither had
I. Know what that
Captain
is.
America is the main star.
Wait.
Yep.
Yes!
I knew it.
You know what? I did see the trailer.
I threw that out there because Steve-O was about to dog it, and that's why I said Captain America.
No, I really, really wanted to see this movie. It was the single dad, remember? And his kids, really wicked smart.
That's right.
Oh, was it good?
You don't even have a clue what you're about to walk into.
Oh, my gosh!
Does it make you cry?
I cried.
Because he plays like a dumb, right? And his daughter is like crazy smart.
Just watch the preview.
Oh, gosh!
Man.
I really wanted to see that, actually.
And then we double movied it, and we decided to go straight from one movie to the next movie. Not even kidding.
After paying
My mom paid for one, and then I paid for,
okay,
we paid for the
good.
Other.
Okay, good.
And we went and saw Boss Baby.
Oh, yeah? Go away. You should have started
that
with
made a lot
Boss
of
Baby.
Money.
So we could have ended with Gifted.
Man, it was funny.
Okay.
I'm just saying. There
I'm
were
not
parts,
wasting my money on
there
that.
There were some parts I was like, come on, this is dumb. But Alec Baldwin is really funny. He's very, very good. I am confused, though, about the kid who plays the kid. Because when you look him up, he's kind of not a little kid.
Well,
with
no.
a little voice. He's a unique child from somewhere. I don't know who this actor is.
In the middle?
I don't know. Right. You guys have to look it up. It's an interesting thing.
Thank you, Tam.
Guys, I'll miss you so very much.
Please don't go see Jesus just yet, okay?
But if
it'll be okay too.
It's been
I'm
a blast.
Okay with that. Embrace it.
I'll
go to the light.
Put in a good word for me. Ooh, I hate it when people do that.
All right, have a great day, Starmie. Hit the on demand. It's our podcast. It's at the app. It's at iTunes. Just search Morning Invasion. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.